The Flummery, number 27. Today we have a very special guest from across the border, the land of cheeses, the land of Miller Lite, our good friend, Ryan Benson.
Hello.
Welcome, Ryan Benson. How are you today?
Great. How about you guys?
Good.
Good.
Also with me today is my fucking beef stick cohort.
His nemesis.
Adam Frosty.
The nemesis.
Smells like garlic-y. A beef factory.
I'm your nemesis today. Do you want to know why?
Why? You're not doing that on the table.
I brought a lottery ticket.
You're not doing that on the table.
Why not? This
because
is lucky
it's
numbers.
Annoying washing it off the fucking table.
I'll wash it off. I always do.
It gets rubbed into the grains.
I'm going to rub it in.
Kill you.
Then I'm going to rub it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How you doing, Ryan?
Do you have a dime?
No.
Oh, I found one.
Oh.
What a baby.
You get this after the after
You are
the show.
Such a vagina.
Well, I'm letting you have the beef sticks up here. They smell like fucking anus.
I know. I said I'm nemesis today. So, Ryan, what
it's
I'm
like
doing today.
Salami sweats first. Nice.
Yeah. What I'm doing today is.
Salamimist.
Garlic cheese meat stick.
Well, these are eating salami, not loving salamis.
Yeah, you're kind of going against your religion there, buddy.
Sounds rough.
Yeah, so I'm just doing all the things that annoy Lance today,
which is everything you do in life.
Ooh.
Does this? I can't imagine that these smell. They're only garlic and cheddar beef sticks.
Oh, Jesus. I wish people would watch this, you know? They could watch this.
We could
great.
Probably do another live.
Sorry, Ryan.
So Ryan made the trip from Eau Claire to visit us today.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
It was like an hour. It took a long time. What a dick.
I know. This is fucking annoying.
Look how mad he is at me, dude.
I mean, I'm mad. That was a long time.
Why are you mad?
You know, it's an hour long. It's a long drive. Plus, like I was
76
telling,
miles. How fast were you going when you came here?
76.
Were you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, whenever I...
It's a 76-mile drive.
Whenever the mile, I just do that.
Exactly.
So, like, if I have to go 180 miles, I go 180 miles per hour.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Then you know you're going to get there in an hour.
Yeah, that's why I do it.
Or die trying.
Yeah, exactly. But I was telling Lance earlier that I had to get on the 494 from 94, and I want to die every single time I do
it. You know, that
actually
sucks.
That loop.
It's the worst.
I bet I could do something better with that. I bet I could maybe construct something better than that.
You could design it out of fucking landscape pavers better than what they have. It's like, and I don't understand why it's so fucking, they're funnel two lanes into there, and people fuck up those lanes even worse mm-hmm. than the roundabout.
Plus, they love it, like, blocking highways here for some reason,
oh,
too.
My
so,
God.
Like, plus that, that's awesome. That's great.
Let's summarize this. You come from 94, yeah. and you get to 494, and it branches off to two lanes, 494 north and 494 south, or 694 north, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you come up there, and there's two lanes, and you can branch off of the freeway, but people still wait till the last fucking minute to get in. There's two full fucking lanes.
It's all a mess. That's why
I think
hate
you guys should
Minnesota.
Get on the board of the state and redesign it.
Well, Eau Claire is supposedly starting and it's been in paperwork for so long, but getting a railroad to Minneapolis, which would be awesome.
Seriously?
Yeah. Which would be like a... It's not faster by any means. Like, it's like an hour and 10 minutes, which is stupid because you could make a train go.
So the train's basically going 60 miles an hour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but in a straight line.
Right.
So it's
So would they have stops?
Well, I'm assuming, but maybe not.
They have to have stops.
maybe. I don't know. There's
maybe
no
like
stops
a, maybe like a
though.
Hudson stop or something.
Yeah, it'd
True.
Be like, fuck Menominee, but
yeah,
Hudson.
Why would you who would you stop in Menominee for? That's fucking bullshit. Drive over to Eau Claire and
yeah,
get on the
exactly.
fucking train.
It's only like
fucking
15 minutes.
Taco John's or nothing. Like, don't even bother.
But yeah, that would be awesome for Eau Claire. I don't know how Minneapolis would really benefit from that.
All the people in Minneapolis would lose their jobs.
That's
so many people from Eau Claire would come over.
That's the thing, would jobs. But then again, it's an hour ride.
Are you serious about this, though?
Yeah, like make it a bullet train. That'd be awesome.
Like in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why not do that? But
like super high.
I just heard something about them doing that. Another train, and they're talking about times like within 20 minutes for like 500 miles or something like that. It's 400, 500.
They can
miles.
Do it, but I guess they're getting like 1920s trains doing this, so that's stupid.
No, it would have to be like, it may be like, if it's 500 miles, those go 200 miles an hour, right? So it'd be like
over 200 miles an
hour. Right?
No, they're talking about going over speeds of 200 miles an hour.
I know, but 200 miles an hour, it would take you an hour to go 200 miles. So if it's like 500 miles.
Yeah, but a lot faster than that.
Okay.
5,000
like
miles.
Like 800 miles an hour.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. I'm not doing the math in my head
I know, but
that's a G-force.
When you mentioned it, yeah.
You're going to be dying.
Well, they have ways to counteract that.
Yeah.
They're working on ways to counteract that.
Did you watch Star Trek today?
No.
Okay. Seems like maybe
you want to get in my wart bubble.
It seems like you're in
wart?
That
wart bubble
on my 5 pound dick.
Unfortunately, no, it's my 5 pound dick.
I have a 6 pound dick.
Oh, nice! Damn. your wart bubble is big enough. It like
wart or warp?
Wart.
Yeah.
T. Yeah.
Right.
Wart.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Shoot.
Let's focus this back to Ryan here. Ryan is a bass player in the band called Catechize.
Catechize.
Where did the let's start with the band.
Catechize.
Catechize is like the teaching of Christianity to another group or something like
well,
that, isn't
it? It's the to be told. You know, it's the laws, that's the morals that you have.
Okay.
So you go, that's pretty much about it. You know, you be told what to do and what to think, you know.
Oh,
but we took it as that, not as any religion. Right. So, like, okay, you be told what to think. That's like, ooh, it's so cool and kind of cliche.
You're being catechized.
Yeah, but it's no religion sense. Well, I mean, there is a religious sense.
So you didn't use it on a religion.
I think you're religious, aren't you, Adam?
I'm very, very religious. No, but they're like Catholic people. They go to catechism school or whatever. So it's kind of a...
It's kind of like
it's like that, but it's you're not talking about Catholic stuff. You're just talking about catechize.
Yeah, and like I was Christian and I was raised Christian or whatever, and I was confirmed. So that's the same thing, pretty much. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Are you still Christian?
No. No.
No.
Sorry, Mom. No.
Yeah, Mom probably hates it, doesn't she?
No,
my mom
I told her, and she was like, "Well, you're going to hell," and I'm like, "Okay, yeah, same." Not for not being religious, just because it's me and I do things. I killed a person, Adam.
I killed somebody this week.
But no, yeah, I'm not too religious, and that's kind of like why too we named it that way. But I do have to say that Grant is religious, and
yeah,
so it's not a religious sense. It's not a religious sense,
right?
We took the name as like political, kind of.
Or just like
the elite, or whatever, that.
Yep.
Not really religious, because...
How long you guys been together now?
Total, we, as our band now...
Yeah. Did you have other members in your band as well?
Oh, yeah, it's been a long... Before this, I was telling you this before, but we were Zero Tolerance. That was our band, and we had no singer ever. We just had friends sing with us, and it was just a shit show. But it was fun because me and Zach, the drummer, we have been since the inception.
Was he the one that went to the Tool show with you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that was him at the bar too. Okay. Yeah. We had a guitarist, and it was just not working out. But because we couldn't find a singer, and that's
so it started as you and the drummer originally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're the core.
Yeah, we were
like STP's album.
Yeah. You're the metal core.
Yeah.
We're the metal core.
Yeah, exactly.
The best pedal ever.
Exactly.
So who came first, Andrew or the singer?
Andrew.
Andrew came? Where'd you find him, in a dumpster?
Yeah, we found him in a dumpster, and that was...
Dumpster
we
baby
got really
Andrew.
Lucky with that. It's just because he wasn't a random dumpster, and we found him.
Right.
At a Checkers and Rally. In L.A. It was weird. But no.
Checkers, nice. Somebody must have been really desperate to drop him in Checkers dumpster. Yeah,
I mean, I think he was there recreationally.
He's just picking up onions.
Yeah.
Eating
just
onions.
Just eating onions, not even like burger. Scrap or anything, just onion by the trees, dude. But no.
So good.
Yeah, it was Andrew first, and then we found Grant. Actually, Grant, both of the stories are really cool. My dad worked with Andrew, and he randomly said, hey, I know a guy that I work with who plays guitar. And we're like, okay, we'll have him over. And it's really awkward that first time, like, meeting everybody.
That's weird, especially when somebody, like, introduces you. You're like, hey, it's like a somebody you want, hey, you should go out with this person on a date.
Yeah, like a blind, fuck? Yeah, it's like being in a band right off the bat is like being on blind dates, but four separate occasions. Or how many ever bands like Eric's
or like
have
your
like
first swingers
17
party.
People in their band. What?
Or like your first swingers party.
Yeah, that too. That's, you know, the worst. Like,
always, oh, you guys, we're just going to feel this out.
There's a lot of D flying around here.
Yeah.
Too much D, not enough P.
Where's the jizz jar?
So when you guys, okay, so tell us your, yeah, tell us a story about your guitarist.
So we found him through my father somehow. He, my dad just said, yeah, give this guy a shoot him a text, an email per se. And we did that, and it was cool because he came over with a song already written. That's actually a song that...
You use now?
Yep, we use now, and it's probably one of our best songs that we play. It's the acoustic one type song.
Yep.
Slower. But people like it, it seems like. They just pretend, of course. But
you can't see him roll his eyes. I mean,
yeah, I rolled my eyes.
Sassy.
But yeah, that's how we met him, and it was really awkward the first time. But then,
who just went down on who first?
Zach, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
Which people who are listening, all five of you. Ooh, that's rough. That's
nope. It's at least four or five. Yeah.
No, I'll make sure there's at least two more listening.
Nice.
Yep. But no, Zach. He went down first, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of like a what is it, it's not a recluse, is it? Is it recluse?
Could be.
He's just shy.
He's just what? Well, he's not shy. He's just Metza, you're not shy. All right, if you're listening. No, he's just really quiet. He's one of those guys who lays back and just listens, likes to listen.
That's
rather
cool.
Than talk, you know, even though he's way more intelligent than I am. So I wish he would talk more just because.
I found that, yeah, I talk a lot, and that I find that I'm real stupid. So.
Yeah, yeah. Out of all the people that come to this, they bring the stupidest one.
Give me my lottery ticket.
No.
Put this in your pocket too, then.
No.
Put it in your front butt.
What a fuck face.
You don't get it during the show.
I can't believe you took my fucking lottery
You're
ticket.
Right. I did. Deal
You're
with
such
it.
A vagina about the lottery
I
ticket.
I want to see if he wins. I do. And then
this
we
is
all
for
get
our
some
guests.
Of it, you know? Let's say you win the 20,000 or whatever the jackpot is. We're all getting, me and Lance are getting 10,000 of
part
it.
Of, wait, that wouldn't count. Then I have to pay the taxes and you?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll make that deal. I have a little quick on the
just
side note question,
Lance
Ryan.
Off.
Yeah.
The absolutely. Tickets are sold out for tonight's show.
I'm serious?
And it says only available at door, so.
I knew that.
Well, Adam.
No, I didn't know that.
Really?
I'm gonna text Jason real quick here.
He can get us in, or get you in at least.
Give him $20. It's more than the tickets are. So,
ooh.
I think they're 15.
Do you think they're
scalping
them outside? Maybe we could get a sculpt ticket.
It's
outside.
Fucking Triple Rock, Jesus.
So
Triple Cock.
It's a cool place, but it's not very big.
Right.
Oh, what a diss.
All right. Well, okay. Now it's like you can't plan that after the show or what? So we get.
Yeah. Dude.
God, Lance.
I drove 76 miles for this.
Right. So your first practice with Andrew.
The old 76.
What did you guys do? Did you guys just sit there and like, did he play some stuff for you? Or?
Well, he brought that one song. And well, he brought a couple things. But we made actually, I think, two songs that we did keep and still have. But we just played around with that one that we had. It was a meeting time, you know.
Right.
And for some ungodly reason, we kind of just kicked it off right there, so it doesn't. So that's where
you got along
know,
with them.
Yeah, that's where you kind of
you know.
If you
first
like,
meet
this
a musician,
good.
You don't really play with them. You just sit. It's usually when I meet somebody, I usually sit and talk.
But
with
if
them.
You can somehow play with them and actually create something right there, that's where you're like, well, this is
yeah.
a fit,
okay.
You know. And I mean, me and Metza didn't really have much of a say, anyways. We just wanted something, so we'll find a trash can, which we did, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
We found just a trash can.
Right.
A dumpster, I should say.
Yeah.
Dumpster but, baby Andrew.
Yeah. He just had a child. Congratulations.
Is that
Andrew.
His second?
First.
That's his first?
Yep.
Procreation.
Yeah.
He's just going
keep,
to heaven.
Keep the world going, you know?
Yeah. There's not enough kids in the world enough today as there is.
There's 20 of your kids.
Jesus Christ.
Hear that, Andrew?
Well, I'm just talking about certain people that like to push out like 8 babies.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't live on farms anymore.
We don't.
What do you need 8 for?
Extra milkers.
Yeah. No shit.
I mean, you live in this big city here, but where I'm from, we're from farms. All right. You so you're making fun of us.
You don't live on a farm. I've seen your house.
Oh yeah, you have.
I've seen at his house. I saw. We were watching that one video on Fartsbook. Fartsbook. Yeah. Is all the music equipment at your place?
No, that's Andrew's
equipment.
Is that in his like basement or something?
No, we have a studio out in the shed.
Oh.
So anybody who wants to steal some stuff, go ahead.
Well, that's smart to talk about.
Be greeted by a shotgun, though.
Right.
But like not a shotgun by a human. Just it's rigged to shoot somebody.
Seriously?
Don't ever forget when you go out there.
Jesus Absolutely. Christ.
So don't.
Fuck.
I forgot.
That's
I
cool. So you redid a shed and built it
ear.
Into a studio, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Nice. Yep. And you guys practice there?
Practice there, recorded there. We got drums and vocals done there.
Yeah.
Sound pretty tatas. So
what's he using for DAW and stuff?
Huh?
What's he using
Dude,
for?
Dude, come on.
You don't even know.
not a fucking chance.
You're not a tech nerd like
he's
me.
The nerd. I'm not a nerd.
I'm the nerd.
Yeah, I don't know
what's
anything.
How far along? Look.
Album is done.
Okay, good.
Except I have one bass line, track left. But it's the instrumental, so it's done.
So what's your goal going ahead? Like when you're planning on
September area, hopefully, is nice. When we drop the...
You're going to have an album release show?
Yep.
Everybody's
That's cool.
Bar?
Yep.
That's a good idea.
You guys, wait. I think I already talked to Ramon about it, too.
Yeah.
So I think we's it's, okay. you know. But there's going to be a couple more bands, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't have trash.
No shit.
Like, we need some pull.
September morning, you should get them.
We should get September morning and Adam to Eve.
A Green Day.
Never Say Die.
Get a bunch Green of Day. Bands that have really awesome backtracks that
Can you
they
get
don't
the Offspring?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get Offspring, actually.
Yeah. They love
dude,
Wisconsin.
Korn, dude. I love Korn.
I like it.
Was that with a C or a K?
C.
Okay, me too.
Backwards W, though.
Crown.
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 Backwards W.
Oh, so you're releasing an album in September. How many songs do you guys decide to go with?
We're actually going with 7.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but it's going to be about 45 to 50 minutes.
What's your product? Are you going to put out CD? Are you going to have somebody master it then or what?
We're doing everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're even pressing the CDs down. No, we're going to have somebody do that.
You're going to master it?
Yep.
So you're doing everything up to the mixing?
Mixing and mastering. Everything.
Oh, you're doing the mastering as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said mastering twice. You mean mixing?
Master.
We masturbate on it. Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, no, yeah, we do.
Another excuse
for Jizz Jar. Andrew does everything. We don't. I stay in a corner and I... Just stand in the corner.
Does he?
Just tell him it sounds like crap.
Does Andrew have knowledge or?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while.
Oh, really?
Like with his other bands, and then he's actually doing. If anybody wants to do that too,
hey, I'll do. Here's a time to plug it.
I'll do a little plug here.
Right.
He's yeah,
doing
you should.
Some studio work too for other bands.
What's the name of the studio?
Wardenclyffe.
Okay.
So the Tesla coil thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Is that
Tesla
the,
coil?
Is
thing.
That where it came from?
Yeah, he loves Tesla.
The band or the
both
or Nikolai.
Nikolai Tesla.
Nikolai.
I
Makes
see.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why he has a fantasization.
And what did you? Okay, so when did you find your singer?
We found me and Metza were at a rock fest.
Cadott, Wisconsin.
Cadott. Cadott, the land that God forgot. You know, we were there. And we heard this guy, Shinedown was there that year. I think. I don't know. I think they were. And Grant.
Is that how many drugs you were taking that day?
I took so much drug. But
drug.
I
took so much drug.
Took and drug and had
and
good time.
An acid. An anti-acid pill that I took.
For my heart brands.
But no, Grant was singing some Shinedown. And I'm like, I don't mind Shinedown. You know? I mean... I don't not like him, you know.
Right.
So I went up to him and I said, hey, you have a good voice. And he said, hey, thanks, man. I said, me and this guy are in a band, Zach, are in a band. And could I get your number? And he's like, Never thought of being in a band before.
He's never been in a band
before. No, he was in a cappella group in college.
Right, so he's got...
For real?
Yeah, so he's a really good singer, you know?
He's like the guy from The Office who sings.
Yeah, Andy. Yeah.
Oh, his name is Andy, too.
No, Grant. I do have... Andy's a guitarist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The guitar.
Yeah. Yep, we got him mixed up. Sorry.
And,
sorry, guys.
God, just Adam, go sit over.
Yeah, no shit.
Gee. Lance is just flaming on you, boy. But
he's ready. Some 5-poundage.
But
I got 6, buddy.
Yeah, we got Grant from that. But I never texted him until like a year and a half later.
Oh, really?
Because we had a singer who was awful. awful. Like
And they thought they could sing.
Yeah.
They had that mentality, like, oh, I can sing.
Yeah, but like. As like me and Zach, we're like, well, we'll take whatever we can get, man. We've never had a singer before. We've only had to borrow singers. You know?
Waited a year and a half to talk to this dude?
Year, because we had this thing going with this other guy, you know.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna be.
And
like,
then you text him a year later, and he's like, "What the fuck? Where did you come from?"
I said, "Hey, dude, I still have your number. Do you remember me at all? We were at Rockfest, and I came up to you and said you had a good voice, and I want to be you and be able to that bad.
You had sex.
So that yeah, and we also had coitus. So I think he would remember, but." I'm quite forgettable, but he remembered me because I don't think that pops up in conversational land right. Is hey, you want to be in my band? So
what did he say to that after that?
He said, yeah, I'll try it out, man.
Nice.
Now we're here a year and a half.
And he lives how far away from you?
Well, now he lives in Fenimore, Wisconsin, which is pretty much in Texas.
That sounds like a cheese.
Yeah, it does. Maybe Fenimore. That's why Wisconsin has a lot of cheese, just because it sounds like cheese names. Yeah. But no, Fenimore is like right next to Iowa, I think.
Oh,
like
wow.
Illinois and Iowa.
Like south of
Iowa,
south
right?
Of
that's
La Crosse,
right next to, yeah.
It's down there by Dubuque.
Yep.
Dubuque.
So that's turdy, but he has a job down there that he's making close to 6 figures.
Holy shit.
Which is a joke because I think everybody here makes close to 6 figures. We're all one off, unless you make over 6 figures. So, I just want to clear up that joke.
Fuck.
But, yeah.
Over
no, somebody at a bar once said, yeah, I'm making close to 6 figures. We all were like, you fucking idiot. Because everybody does.
Yeah.
Even right. If you're making 4 figures for some reason. Like, working, like, a Blumpkin job or something. Only making $9K a year.
Adam's a fluffer. That's how he makes his money.
Mm-mm.
You were a fluffer last night.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're mistaken.
No, you just told me that on a text.
Let's talk about that later.
Good.
Did you go down on a dude last night?
Oh yeah, that's right. You did that the music thing.
Yeah.
If we can talk about that.
Adam did Cold Kingdom.
Okay,
I'm going to
talk about Catechize.
I want to talk about other.
So how long? Okay, so how long has Catechize been together? No.
With everybody about a year and a half, I think.
Oh, that's it.
It's not bad.
Actually, yeah, I think a year.
So
and
about
a half.
2 years, 2.5 years total with you guys all together.
Yeah. Me and Metza have been playing since I was, I think, a sophomore or junior in high school. No, maybe senior. Nope, junior.
Okay.
Which was in 2013.
Did you...
I'm a young boy.
You are
a young buck.
You're a baby.
When was your last show?
Our last show was, it seems like 100 years ago.
Was it the Rice 100? Light Bar?
No. We played at everybody's... Which was probably the worst show I've ever played in my entire life.
Oh, man.
Were you guys smashed?
No. The greatest show of my life, though. It felt something different, you know? You get that feeling where, like, wow, the crowd is amazing right now. I don't know what it was about it. But
that's cool.
My shit, bro, shit the bed. Like, my wireless, it was fully functional and everything. Wasn't going through, though. Lost all connection.
So did you go hardwire in?
I had to, but it was like we were hardwired to self-destruct, you know, Metallica.
Oh, fucking look at you, buddy.
I'm full
You're
of
too
them.
Young for Metallica.
Yeah.
You mean Avenged
Sevenfold? You're too young for AC/DC.
Yeah, man.
But,
no way.
But, yeah, that pooped the bed, and then I was pissing myself because I was like, what the fuck is going on? You know, and then you had to reconfigure everything. It was like, and then we had to stop a song, which is like a cardinal rule. You don't stop. You just continue. But the part that was coming up is so bass heavy that it would be impossible without bass.
It would have sounded pretty weird.
That's what sucks about like
Is that when your wireless failed?
About 2 minutes before that, and I'm still trying to get some shit to go. I'm changing channels and everything.
And they're still playing?
Yep. And then that part came up. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I got to go. I got to go just direct. So take out every single goddamn cord because I have a big everything, you know, all connected. Had to take out every cord and then put it into the right everything's. And Milo, you know Milo, the sound guy, he ran up. He's what's going on?
That's the Egyptian-looking dude, kind of, right?
Yeah, he is a little Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern-looking.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's a big guy, like a big... Yeah, I've never seen a big Middle Eastern, actually.
Is that Milo?
Really?
Yeah, I guess. Are you thinking of somebody different?
Milo has a beard, so
no,
I guess
not,
all,
no,
all Middle Eastern.
No, there's a different dude. That's true. There's a guy that looks like he's Egyptian or whatever. He's got glasses, round glasses.
Middle Eastern babies have beards.
Milo does have glasses.
Maybe you're thinking of the same guy,
maybe,
Lance.
I don't know.
I guess,
Adam, why don't you ever go to Everybody's Bar and go to a show there?
Because it's during the week or
Adam,
some
why
shit?
Don't you ever see my band, ever?
I will. Tell me when the next show is. Right now, on the podcast.
There you go.
Yeah, when is your next show?
That's the thing.
Boost it.
We're waiting until the album's done.
Oh.
We're kind of staying back, you know, and then, hey, they're playing again.
That's
we
cool.
might as well go.
We might as well get that finished and then start writing new stuff or something.
That's the thing.
Talk to the microphone, buddy.
Well, I had to itch. We have so many new songs.
You're in the wart bubble.
In my point of view, are like it's probably some of my favorite jams that we've made.
Yeah.
But it sucks that it's going to take so long to get that shiz out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can still play it live. But it just sucks, you know?
Yeah,
being in a band sucks.
We don't have anything lined up this month either.
And those months that you don't play just feels like an eternity. Mm-hmm. You know, I love playing. So.
Especially when you play a few shows and
you want to get in front of
people in a month
and show them what's up.
Yeah, you just want
to fucking rock.
Yeah, we just did 3 shows in a week and a half.
Yeah, I wish I could do that. That sounds awesome. I mean, Thursdays would kill me.
Yeah.
Just because of work and poops and
it's
stuff.
Rough. Extra
poops
unless
on Thursdays.
Unless you have a really big band that's gonna a big draw, then you don't want to do a weekday show. You want to do a weekends.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, it's tough on weekdays for sure.
In Wisconsin, you can play it any day of the week though, and people will show up at the bar like, "Oh, this is going on too." Like we were all gonna go here anyway. But
says the guy that never goes to a Wisconsin show.
The thing about that,
I'm talking
is
about
like,
Wisconsinites.
They have to pay a door fee. Then they're like, $5. Jesus Christ! I'm not made of money.
That's six beers, dude.
Yeah,
I was gonna buy six
when
bush
you,
lights
when,
with that.
When you come to the cities here, it's like $10 to $15 for a door.
Yeah, it's
for our shows.
It's just wild. I mean, just pay it. You know.
Well, I mean, if you want to support the band, I mean, anybody that's listening, just pay the fucking deal. If you're gonna go support a band, they need that money. We spend more money than we fucking.
Make
and put out. So just support your band. Buy some beers. Fucking buy one of the band members a shot.
Give us $100. We've had that happen once.
Really?
Yes. This guy was blitzed, and we said no, we're not taking this. And he would have fought us. He would have actually punched us.
Fucking kill your ass.
He must have really liked you.
Yeah. Then we saw him give it to another guy, another band. I was like, you bastard. Like, and then I went up to his girlfriend and I said, hey, you gotta stop him.
Why is he trying to be like that?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I have no clue why somebody would do that. But the lead singer of, what's that, god dang it, what's that band?
I can't, I'm bad at that.
Yeah, I know.
Let's
but
try
I
mean, it though. Give me hints.
I'm trying to, Saliva.
Okay.
The lead singer, which is not the original lead singer. He went up to him because we were playing an acoustic show with him. We weren't playing acoustic. He was. And he was playing guitar or whatever. And this drunk guy that gave us, who I love, he's a really cool guy. The guy who
I'd
gave
love
us
him too if he was
yeah.
giving me
100 bucks. Yeah. Yeah. No, but he gave him $100, which is kind of insulting then, you know. It's kind of insulting getting $100 anyways. Like, hey. We don't need this,
fuck
you know.
I'll swallow my pride for $100. I won't swallow anything else, though.
So what we did
he's not
is
gave $100 is $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but then we gave him 5 shirts, which we sell our shirts for $20.
Oh, that's not bad.
So we didn't really get the money for it. Felt awful. Like we don't do that.
Right.
You know, you don't take Just like as a bartender, I couldn't take that, or a waitress. Or
yeah,
a waiter.
I usually have
I'm
a
waitress.
Problem with that. Unless they're a really big douchebag, and I'm like, okay, see you later. Thank you. You know all these people that are like douchebags, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Here's $100. Oh, hey, thanks, man. Oh, here's a drink on me. Have a good night.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
$9.99 a drink at the Minneapolis prices. St.
Well,
Paul
he just
prices.
Went to the, he stopped and saw me at the bar before he went to Tool.
Yep.
I know.
And then somebody crashed into my car.
What?
Yeah. He was high. So high, though. Like,
was it the guy that...
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. Well, I got out because it was like my car was damaged. I just got it back yesterday.
You didn't tell the cops on him. You just got his info and stuff, right?
Well, a cop drove by, and a cop said, you guys can handle this. Like, could you write a report, help me out in case insurance happens, you know? Like,
no shit. That's
but then
up.
Again, it was my back fender, so... You're pretty much in the wrong, right. Whenever, unless you back into him. But right. Good luck trying to fight that.
Where were you when the dude hit you?
20 feet from my parking spot.
So were you in a ramp?
No.
That sucks.
You know, Excel Center?
Yeah.
Right at the main entrance from it. Kitty corner, there's a parking lot right over there.
Yeah.
That's where we were at.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and he did that.
Yeah.
And I was like... And it wasn't even his friend or his car. It was his girlfriend's car.
Yes. Did you get it resolved?
Yeah, we got it.
He's a scrub.
$1,000 was the damage.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
And that's...
Usually if it's a front end, you're it's like $4,000 or $5,000.
It's just stupid how much that stuff
is.
Well,
it's
not,
all cosmetic, too.
It's not the fact that it's expensive. It's the fact that the labor. It's like $54 an hour. Like, and then you do it for like...
Well, they're charging like 100 now for.
I didn't look at the numbers, but like 54 is a lot, you know. Like if
it's
they do 100,
76.
It's almost, right? Almost.
Yeah, it's that's not. Labor is expensive.
Yeah.
What's the matter, buddy? Did I get you pissed off enough yet so that you won't say anything for the next half hour?
I'm talking to Lance. I've never heard that before.
Not Ryan. I want him to talk.
Lance is always talking. Unless he edits it out. Does this get edited?
No.
Sometimes.
Typically not. We don't. I don't like to edit because.
So if I say, I'm not going to say anything bad.
Only edit if there's like usually technical.
Motherfucker.
I think I've had 2 episodes of head edit.
Oh yeah.
One was
That's when Frosty farted. Accidentally.
One was with
we'd leave that in.
We had Matt Guile, my buddy, who's a beer rep, and then we had a call in from his buddy Brandon Alexander.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
I
that was a huge one. And then there was another one where I kind of did it with Brandon, the guy that owns B-52s. There was some
naughties, naughty stuff.
No, it was just I stopped recording. My computer was updating.
He
doesn't know how to work his computer.
No. No, I don't like to edit. It's just usually as raw as this is, it's what it is.
As raw?
Yeah, it's like, why edit?
Raw?
It's just talk. We're talking. That's all it is. It's
when we do it raw, it's like a sore dick. You can't beat it. You know what I mean? It's just like...
When you got a 6-pound dick, you need some more love and...
Pound some nails with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fleshy.
Let's get some sound bites going.
Fleshy.
I want to hear It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Do
you have that on there again?
Have you heard the rest of that? Like the scream after?
Further back.
That one?
My sister's upstairs and she's going to be pissed, dude.
Don't make me. This is a
loud cast this time. Thank God, because I would have not came here if it was a quiet cast.
I know. Fuck
we
that.
We did that at 11, like 11 o'clock at night.
She was down here giving us hand jobs.
Even Lance?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Us, you said it was just you two. That's that's hot.
His sister and him. Thanks, Candy.
Her name's Candy?
My sister's name is Candy.
She's going to fucking kill me.
She will kill you.
I'm going to meet her tonight. Not like sexually, just like I'm literally probably going to meet her. I'm assuming, right, Lance? Please?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen how big my brother-in-law is?
Bigger than me?
He's a big dude. He's bigger than Adam.
He's bigger than me.
He'll kick my ass.
He's a bear.
Kick my fucking ass.
He's a bear.
He'd ask my kick.
What? We're rearranging now.
I'm going to tell my sister.
He's trying to get sound bites for me so I can
laugh. Word rearranging. When you okay, so you're gonna wait till September to do shows.
Yeah, well,
or October or whatever.
We're gonna wait until we play that show, and then we're gonna just let it all free. Hopefully,
that's cool.
But it's tough because we all are living life now. You know, that is the toughest part about being in a band is you got to balance out other things. Then you know,
yeah.
Because Grant just moved down to Fenimore, like
the
we
cheese.
Said. He moved to the cheese for some reason. It's a cheese to
cheese
Adam.
Town.
Fucking
welcome to my cheese house.
Meat, garlic, and cheese town. Adam would love it. and I could just hear him laughing in the headphones.
I'm just like, right.
And then
I'm enjoying this.
Andrew was pregnant, and now he just got a kitten. Now he's born the kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can give those away.
Yeah, that's true. he loves.
Did you think about doing it, Adam?
Oh, I'm still trying to look for somebody to take him.
Yeah, Adam's got two Shetlands.
Little
two Shetland ponies.
Shit apples.
A girl Shetland and a guy Shetland.
Yeah?
Yep.
Does he play football?
Not yet.
Why not?
Because he's not four. He's not five yet. He's only four.
Start him young. Mm-hmm. That's what I say. I hate people like that.
Yeah. I'm going to make my kid there. And raise him into this super athlete. And I'm a fat slob, and I'm going to be on his fucking face the whole time about it. Make sure you make that tackle. There's a fucking pound of sausage in my mouth and some fucking... New York slice pizza and a couple deviled eggs. It's my favorite. It's my favorite. Make sure you make that. Wrap it up, boy. Tackle him.
For some reason, he's the coach, and they know nothing about the art.
He's like sneaking a six pack back here while he's fucking coaching.
Pretend that beer's a football and fucking throw it here, you little son of a bitch, and get out there and do fucking sprints.
Yeah, that's how it goes. I mean, that's early age football until you get a high school teacher to be your coach.
My God.
Later.
The coaches at my school were all the, well, there were like two good ones and like 10 that were just living their high school years. Like they weren't even very good.
I hate sound bits. They were making me laugh too goddamn.
They weren't even very like good in high school and they're just yelling at everybody. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the worst. Those are the worst assholes.
And of course they got tenure, so they're never going to get fired from it. I think they can get fired from coaching, but
my dick fell off.
Oh, a stogie, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude, that looks like a penis. Oh man.
Does anyone want a jerky?
Not a chance. Yikes.
Oh, now that he's distracted.
Yeah, finally.
You guys want to hear sound bites?
Have you guys? What is your favorite? Okay, I'm gonna go with like. You've traveled for shows before, right?
We've traveled
a couple hours here and there.
We've traveled the world. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Two notches.
Dad's yelling at you. You got to turn that shiz down, Mike.
Wow.
That was Adam. That was pretty good. That wasn't even a soundbite.
What's your favorite like road story?
Honestly.
Any road trips?
Penis! Penis!
Why did you put My Little Pony penis?
That was the longest one ever.
So you're.
We watched a whole episode of a TV show right there.
My Little
Pony. Were we traveling too? No?
Oh, shoot.
It's all good.
Where'd you go?
Well, we've traveled to. There's not a lot of road stories just because we haven't been around.
You played Hijinks?
We have not. We would like to.
That's eventually. Down in
like,
Janesville.
We would
or
like
whatever?
To get south. We've never been south. You know, we've been to Stevens Point, and we went to Wausau and the Q&Z Expo Center. Mm-hmm. You guys need to get there. That's a cool.
I
place.
Played the Pollock Inn or whatever that's called there up there.
That's right over there. Yeah,
Wausau is a cool little place.
Where
is that one?
Yeah, that's a towny bar, isn't it?
Yep. They have a stage in the back. You never seen that?
No.
So you walk in, there's a bar.
Fucking no, Lance, duh.
You have to go to the side and go back, and there's another room with, like, a stage and shit in it.
Really? And it's pretty big? Pretty spacious?
It's decent. It's nothing. It's, like, it's a low stage. I don't even know if there's a stage. It's just, like, they have, like, a riser kind of deal.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But there's a stage
choir?
With a sound. Yeah.
Like gospel choir?
Jesus motherfucking Christ right now.
Right, yeah.
Holy motherfucking shit.
Nice.
So what's the place in Wausau you played?
Q&Z. And that place is awesome.
Expo Center.
Expo Center.
I think Cold Kingdom played there once.
It's huge. It's really big. We played there with Devour the Gay. That was
what was the name?
Devour the Day.
Oh, I said the gay.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, is that the real band name?
Devour the Gay. No, yeah, Devour the Day. And all right. They're pretentious. If you're listening, guys,
are they?
You guys are pretentious. No, yeah, they.
Are they local?
Devour the Day. Yeah, they. No.
No, I don't know them.
No, they're pretty popular.
Okay.
They're.
Are they heavy?
What song is? It's really popular. What the hell is it?
You're the guy who's supposed to know this
and
shit.
I don't know why I'm drawing
not
this.
All
he's not doing his job.
Yes,
he always helps me out because I don't remember that stuff.
I don't know every band.
Yeah, but you're better at remembering the names of those songs.
They have a really popular song, and I don't want to look it up, but I do.
Do it.
You know? Well,
I'm going to get a beer.
It's better to just...
Grab one for me while you're at it, too. Right.
I don't know if there's enough.
There's I have McGolden's down there.
Uh-oh. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
McGlobe Golden.
Oh, so I'm getting classy.
Nerd.
Jason got back to me. Apparently there's still tickets available.
Really? Good. Thank you, Jason. Seriously. Oh, good man. That song.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
You want a beer?
Huh? Talking to me?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Okay.
I'm not a beer.
Yeah, he likes vodka Red Bulls.
I like the Heart Stopper specials.
I like the vodka. I don't like the Red Bull, dude.
Why not? You don't like your heart going fast and slow?
I had to quit drinking energy drinks. I did. It changed my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't drink recreationally like Red Bulls.
Cracking one for you, Ryan.
Thanks, bro. But
all right. Good.
No, I don't drink Red Bulls just in drinks, you know.
Oh, okay. Well,
like,
yeah.
So I mean, it evens it out, but then again, it's like okay, a downer, and then your heart is gonna explode at the same time, you know. So it's really it's good for you.
Yeah, fuck.
But you know, Devour the Day plays this song, "Good Man." I wanna be a good man.
Oh yeah.
I wanna talk to a girl. Yeah, that one.
Why are they so
kind of? They kind of got
think?
A southern rock.
Yeah. I'm so sick of that.
You know? You played with them, huh?
Yeah.
Which one did you go down on?
None of them, because they wouldn't let me.
You hate them, but you're still like, oh, we're huge fans.
No, not one time. People like that, like, okay, they're one of those bands who, like, all of this is ours, and we were sitting in this earlier. All of this area is ours. We're sitting in this. This is ours. And we're like...
They said that?
So they're like
10-year-olds. Yeah, we're kicked out. Because...
Are you talking about, like, a green room or what?
Yeah.
They're like 10-year-olds.
So then we sit in another, like, shit-ass green room. You know, like, not even... No, I won't even give it justice for a green room.
They're like, you can't hang out with us because we're not.
Yeah,
like, we're a shitty rock band.
I was just talking to somebody about the my Jack from TV Truth Before Treason. He we were talking about how back in the '70s,
eighties
and nineties. That's the guitarist.
Oh, okay.
We always
I like him. He's a fucking nut job.
Yeah, he is. He's funny. Mm-hmm. I like him. I like everyone in that band.
Yeah, they're nice guys.
Yeah.
What were you saying? Okay, what were you saying now?
Back in the day, they always
sat
and they always smoked to get together. You
yeah.
know, like they always drank, died together. You know, like
yeah,
that was
dying,
fun.
Playing together,
you know? Doesn't happen anymore like that. You could just everyone's pretentious, and they got like, hey, we got 50,000 likes on Facebook. That matters now.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck?
Fuck off. Dude.
You know what? You know what's funny when you say that is, you're not the only guy who said that. Like when we were talking to Jason, you know, he. He didn't mention names, but he was,
oh,
you know,
I'll
the guys
names.
From Shinedown were fucking really awesome.
Yeah.
So
they didn't have a lot of interaction. They weren't like hanging out with them.
No,
all the time.
But they were really cool to them. And so was the other band, As Lions, which
yeah.
they probably had more
really
of an interaction.
That album, by mm-hmm. the way,
they probably had more interaction with As Lions than they did.
But
with
the point is, they were both really cool. You know, whoever they hung out with the most or whatever, they hung out with As Lions and became probably better friends with them. But either way, they were on tour with two really cool
and
bands.
And maybe that's the thing about it is they're touring.
And
they're all in it together.
No, because he was saying that there's other bands that are just total fucking shitheads. And like Shinedown was sharing horror stories with them.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No, he was saying that As Lions was saying another band was a huge...
Okay, As Lions was sharing the horror stories, yeah.
About some other band that were fucking total dickwads.
But
and they were touring, not just playing a show.
Way more often than you'd think. You'd think these guys would just be happy, like... fucking, you're doing this awesome thing. Why the fuck would you be an asshole
you
to your butt to
are
people?
Lucky to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I got a chance to talk to somebody who likes the same thing I do, but I'm just going to be like, fuck you. We're better than you.
Yep.
And they're probably, they're definitely not. I've heard a couple of your songs. They're not better than you.
Oh, yes. I can totally see Catechize being one of those fucking douchebag man.
But then they go and laugh puberty. About it, like they think we're that.
First
fucking
time
man.
I met, first time I met him, first time I met.
Yeah,
him.
Dude, what the? You were a fucking prickhead. You were a prickhead.
I was
Lance.
A prickhead.
And
that's not
why are we backline? I mean, like, why are we doing this with the drums? It's stupid. And I was fucking.
That's
wasted.
Not a surprise.
I was wasted when I was wasted when I was texting.
Yeah, I could tell.
Like, fuck you, whatever. I wasn't like fuck you. I'm like, this is dumb. And then I met you and I apologized. Yeah. I told you that.
Yeah, and now
I'm like, I wasn't.
Now we actually have coitus.
He
so.
Was one of those guys.
Yeah, he was a prick.
I'm glad we talked about this.
No, tell yeah, more. The first time
I brought
ever.
Him was, I was. We were. I was in Facebook messaging him at like 3 a.m. or something like that.
He was like a drunk girl like, trying to get back, or a drunk guy trying to get back.
Yeah.
Either one. I'm not sexist, you know. Both do it.
Yeah, both. Get,
but yeah, he was like a drunk girl trying
and
to get
like,
back to some.
He's
with
like,
somebody.
We're gonna put our drums up. I'm like, well. I've never been to this place. I'm like, why are we fucking doing that? What's the deal? And then I walk in there and
the stage is longer than
the
weenie.
Don't push it like 3 times. Push it once.
That was Lance at 3 a.m. on Facebook.
And then I saw these guys and I'm like, fuck, which one is Andrew? And he's like, me. And I'm like, hey man, I didn't mean to be a dick. I was drunk and I was like,
but
blah,
you
blah,
did
blah.
Mean to be a dick.
But that when I got there, I'm
Andrew
like,
wasn't even the one talking to you. It was me.
Oh, not Andrew. You.
Jesus Christ. Ryan. I'm right here. My name's right here, too.
I'm
look
sorry,
in my eyes when you fuck me.
No, yeah. I'm sure you probably did, too, to Andrew.
Ryan Benson.
I pulled Ryan aside and said I was sorry, and I'm like, hey, I didn't mean it like that. Like, it was whatever. And then here we are.
Yeah, it worked out.
Yeah.
Because Ryan's not an asshole.
I was actually scared. I was like, well, dude, I don't want to have a shitty show, man. What's going on here, man? Money?
But it was funny because right away these guys are like cracking fucking one-liners like and dapping and shit in the background. I'm like,
Dapping?
Guys, yeah.
Deep. D-A-P?
Dabbing.
Dapping.
Dapping.
That's like the...
A reverse.
Yeah.
Like this.
It's just not cool.
No, dap was like a type of music.
I like... They're all in the background. Sada.
Sada.
That was so 4 months ago.
I think I think I liked that, though, because you actually cared.
What?
Maybe that's why... We're good friends then, too.
Because you had the balls to be like,
yeah,
because
you actually
whoops.
Cared about your show, you know? And then you weren't a dickhead afterwards, you know?
No, I don't want to be a dickhead. I mean, I'm a little short-tempered sometimes, but I'm not a dickhead. Like, I have feelings, too.
Mommy has feelings. Oh, my gut fell out of my nut.
Those are Lance's feels. Right now, anyway.
I like that, like...
What was that?
It's just still going.
Why are these so long?
You know what I think. You know what song I think of when I hear when I talk to you, Ryan.
What's? I often think about that when I see myself.
Hey,
too.
Girl.
You gotta send me more nude pictures.
Some more.
Thanks for coming to the flummery, and I just want to tell you how great you look tonight.
Jesus,
oh,
these
man.
Are loading like.
Turn it down. Just
it's
on
not that
your
loud.
Phone. It's louder than your voice.
What is that saying?
You called me fat.
No, I'm just.
Yes. No.
I can make fat jokes, though. I'm fat.
So who fat is your, okay? Face. There's like a group. Let's get back on.
I love how these podcasts, you get so far off,
mm-hmm.
and then you reel it back in, and I love it. That's
we're
the best part
yeah.
of the podcast, mm-hmm. is just you go off.
Well, so we're talking about shows, right? And when you, so you've dealt, you're probably,
Jesus.
I sound like Lance last week, or last time.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got
Dude, it was bad.
Oh, you heard
I was
that.
Super,
yeah.
I was like,
and
I was
I'm
trying
like,
to talk.
Gnarly.
I'm like trying to talk, and I'm like.
Your voice. Did you even have a throat by then?
It's
I was like,
of
thanks
that.
For doing that.
It's because of that.
This right here?
No, because of that.
Oh. What, this?
No, that.
This?
No.
This?
That.
Oh, this.
Yeah.
This glass?
Yeah, the glass.
It's a glass? You shouldn't do that.
No, it's the beam, man. It just...
Beamer's Bentley, Bentley,
can't do
Bentley.
It. Do you notice that problem today when I'm drinking a beer? No. I took the rest of my drink and poured it in the fucking toilet.
No, here's what it is.
Really? Yeah, today, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Yep. Pussy.
You know what it was? It's because you woke up like an hour before the podcast and you were still like kind of... Hell, everybody.
What was I doing that day?
Sleeping. You slept the whole day.
What was I doing before that?
The night before you did like music, you closed, so then you worked until like 5 or something, and then you fucking came home and did music and shit, and then you went to sleep at like 9 in the morning.
Dude, yeah, why do you go to bed so fucking late?
You work my job and tell me that you can't do it.
I work your job now.
Usually I'm wired when I get home. It's hard to go to
bed. Yeah, that's true, I bet. Yep.
We didn't ask yet. Are you a Tia guy?
Oh,
Or a Shauna. It's pronounced Shauna.
Shauna.
Is the other one Asian?
It's
Shaori's sister.
Yeah. Tia.
Tia? Oh, that's too bad because Shauna had a little surprise waiting for you.
I saw it earlier. Yeah. Okay, I'd switch my...
You switch it?
Yeah, I go to
her. Yeah, man. I don't know. I'd be interested to see what that would be like.
A
you want
a
lady boy?
A hermaphrodite? Or a Trent? What
I think
cool
is
story,
it trans?
Bro.
Thanks, Stamps.
What is it nowadays? Is it transvestite?
Transgender.
Oh. For what?
No.
What are you referring to?
Yeah. Because
you have you have a penis though. Transgender.
Transgender. Yeah.
But I thought transgender was like.
You're moving from one gender to the other.
No, but she has a penis though.
Right. And
that's
breasts.
Not transgender. I thought
and
that
breasts.
Was. See what I thought transgender was. I guess I'm confused.
That's okay. We can work
I thought
stuff
it was,
out.
We can work it out here.
Bruce Jenner.
We can work it out here
what's
in the podcast.
What's Bruce Jenner? Is he sexual then?
He's transgender.
Yeah.
But he has a... No.
Yes.
So they.
But she
they
looks like a woman. She's a woman, but with a penis.
She's in the middle of the switch, I guess.
No. You can be born with a penis and look like a woman.
Yeah.
So what
There's
is that
lots
called?
Lots of different variables. Transsexual.
Transsexual.
Yeah.
That's always a good... Let's
what's
learn.
A hermaphrodite?
It's where you have,
that's when you have
little
both.
A little bit of both.
Nice.
It's the best of both worlds.
What's transvestite?
Transvestite is just your clothes. You change your clothes.
You just dress
your clothes,
them.
You said?
You just,
yeah.
Oh.
Like you wear women's clothes if you're a man.
Yep.
Okay.
It's another cross-dresser. They don't say that anymore. They say transvestite.
I was like, oh, man, I'm a transvestite.
I
change my clothes.
Who's Ryan Benson?
He's
douche.
Andy's buddy.
I'm trying to get Adam laugh going.
Can't even do it.
We're learning on the podcast.
On YouTube.
It's all about...
you guys got to realize that Adam doesn't go to Google to look up questions. He goes to YouTube to look up questions.
I thought that was a Google.
What is a definition of transsexual?
We're not fucking watching that one.
On YouTube.
I am right about this, but I just want to bring it up for you guys.
I think I knew everything. I'm confused nowadays. It's hard out there, you know, being a parent.
Yeah. I like that spelling better.
Who's?
Transgender.
They call it Binks. Transgender.
They do, too. That's
the frenetic.
I know. Oh, I'm aware of that.
But I'm the idiot.
You are the idiot right now.
Do you know
I was making a joke about it.
Whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex.
Okay, look up transsexual.
Okay, so yeah, transgender is just like the people who feel like they maybe don't belong in their body, right? Let's say it that way.
Yep.
And then we'll look up transsexual. This is interesting.
Oh, there you can just go to transgender versus transsexual.
A person emotionally and physically, but do not...
feels that they belong to the opposite sex.
See?
So it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But what's the fucking penis one with a woman?
I think that transgender really does denote like that they're having the change, I thought.
But men can be born with vaginas.
Read this. Transgender unlike transsexual.
You said
born.
Yeah, let me read this. Transgender unlike transsexual is a term for people whose identity, expression, behavior, or general sense of self does not conform to what is usually associated with the sex they are born with in the place they were born. That's a long fucking sentence.
Zephyr said sex is a matter of the body while gender occurs in the mind.
Okay. Now, transvestite.
I get it.
That is what is with a penis that she looks like a woman. Look up transvestite because transvestite hookers, you buy those and yes.
I think
what are you talking about buying them?
I think
that happens a lot. All right,
I think
with
transvestite
me,
is a word they don't use anymore.
Typically, a man
derives pleasure from dressing in clothing.
Dang it, they are right.
I told you.
I'm leaving.
They don't. I think
I'm woke. I'm woke.
I think they. I think it's a thing where they still like their man parts, but they like to dress like a woman.
So Bruce Jenner.
No, he's had surgery.
He still has his penis, though.
Yeah, but he's got boobies.
No,
he's still
he
a
had...
man, though.
Does he still have his penis?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, he still has his pee-pee.
Well, I thought the whole thing was that he got the full operation. I want... Should we bet
money?
No,
he has boobs, but...
Let's bet something. Like a Coke or something. I don't care.
A drink at the concert tonight.
Yay, Adam!
I don't know about that. I know he had the change.
He did. He still has it because... That's the thing. Like, okay, if you're really a woman, become a woman.
She
you know?
Did. That's the point.
She?
That's why she...
I think it's still...
No,
I
she's called she.
What? Yeah. Okay.
I'm
but she
woke.
She has a penis.
I told you, I'm woke. Finish him.
Bruce... His name is Caitlin. Her name's Caitlin.
Exactly. Thank you.
Transgender.
Gender reassignment.
Underwent.
I told you, man. That's the whole point.
Okay. Does okay.
That's why it was such a earth-shattering thing when she's on the cover of whatever she was on, and then she won an
so he did have his penis worked
Emmy
on
or something. I don't know. Yeah, absolutely.
Pixar didn't happen, Bruce. That's what I'm saying right now. Pix, or it didn't happen.
I'm sure the doctor has Pix.
Truth.
You guys need any other info?
Because
I'm fucking killing it right now.
You are
Google's killing it right
yeah,
now.
Good job.
No,
Adam.
I am just affirming what I've said.
No, YouTube is killing it right now.
Yeah, let's YouTube another.
And the Oscar goes to
Adam,
Kylie Jenner. No, wait, Caitlyn Jenner.
Bolivia.
Oh crap! Sorry, Puerto Rico. It actually went to Bolivia.
What a nerd! That's awesome. I love it. I love Steve Harvey. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Steve
He's a
Harvey.
Fun guy.
He's got really big lips.
Is that racist or no?
No. Just saying. It's a physical thing.
No, yeah. It's...
Why is it? No, I'm just saying. He's got really big lips.
No, yeah. Much like black people have lower calves than we do.
Have you ever seen Forrest Gump?
We're okay. We're editing.
Remember when he says tuck in that lip?
Yeah.
Tuck in that lower lip? That was
yeah,
funny.
But that's because he's got like the...
That's what I'm saying.
Bubba
I'm
did,
just talking
did
about his lips
some
and
some
I say anything about
lips.
His color. Jesus Christ, relax.
I am relaxed.
Adam's sweating.
You're the spaz.
He's getting the
you're getting the meat sweats right now?
No, you're the spaz tonight.
You're getting the meat sweats.
You're the spaz today.
I
you
bring out
the
worst in Lance.
Give me my lottery.
Lance
ticket.
Staley's.
Because of what
Lance
you
Lance Staley.
Lance Stallis.
So you're going to the show tonight?
Hell yeah, yes, buddy.
I'm going to try.
Okay,
we'll
I'll
see.
Call your wife. Give me the phone.
Yeah, let's call
I
her on the show right now.
Hey, yeah, we're taking, no. We're taking calls.
We're going to see, do you guys want me to go to the show or not?
We'll take a call right now. Ready?
Let's take a call. Ready? Doesn't seem like we're not really getting anybody right now, so we're going to have to come back to that.
I listen to these at work, and people come through the door whenever that happens, and I'm there's shit in my pants, I won't lie, and people know that I'm laughing
like
my ass off, because I know this is, nobody's calling, and the first time you did that, I almost pissed myself, like I'm not kidding, I actually peed a little bit.
That was a good one, that was really good.
It's just so quiet, and I was actually thinking that there was going to be a
In this one though, there's the fan in the background. I think I went like this.
Well, once, I couldn't stop laughing. You could hear. What kind of drink is this?
It's a Beam and Coke. It's probably more like a
liquid.
Yeah.
Ice.
Mm-hmm.
And brown.
You want more ice?
Stuff.
Otherwise known as water.
Do you need more ice for another drink?
More ice would be nice. I bet.
More ice is nice.
Do you want more ice?
That's my life motto. Yes. Sure.
Okay.
I'll
grab you some.
Thanks,
the life
Dad.
Of Ryan.
Ice is nice.
Yeah, I'm taking over.
Yeah.
Some goddamn ice cubes.
Oh man, you are the star of the show, Adam. I gotta tell you that.
Thanks
I hate
a lot.
I hate Lance. So
he's
thank
on
God he's out of this room.
Let's be honest, he's on his way out. I mean,
thank God. Can I take over and we do it here still at Lance's house?
He's just sitting over there.
Yeah, he's over there.
I'm only letting you do this because I know you don't have another place to do it. Fucking jerks.
Hey, quiet. We're trying to do a show. You sit in your place where you belong.
Oh, man. No, yeah. I was a little nervous actually coming on.
Of course.
Because I don't... Because this is live, you know?
Sort of.
it's kind of.
It's like live, like fun live.
Yeah, it's a good time. And, I mean... Now he's back. God.
Don't tell him our plans.
Lance, we're kicking you out of the podcast.
I'll let you mix your own.
You're out of the summary. There's this much room to mix it. You know what you should do is just slam that.
Okay, it's what? Yeah.
Ryan's going to slam some
guys,
fucking
egg me
whiskey.
On. I swear, dude, guys.
Go. Chug. Chug. Dude, do it. Oh, he's doing it.
Chug it. Yeah.
Nerds.
It's literally water.
He's fucking cranking it, you guys. We're getting Ryan drunk.
No.
Fucking flummery.
Yeah, no. Fucking drunk time, bitch.
What?
Nope.
Shut that down.
How is my Adam laugh, though? I'm trying really.
Why are you trying to emulate my laugh? It's the worst. And that sounds too normal. That sounds too normal. You're doing it right.
You're doing it too good.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
How?
Hey, I've been on Joe Rogan. This one's way better. Oh. I got to say.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's like informational and shit.
Yeah. This is chill. Like,
this is just like.
It's too good.
You don't.
Joe Rogan, if I say like something about my life. He would back it up with information that I didn't even know.
like he is
with transsexual and transgender right now.
Right.
Yeah,
Adam's
being
Joe Rogan.
Me and Joe Rogan are woke ass.
No,
fuck.
Joe Rogan thinks he's smart.
Woke
but
AF.
All he does is just look at a screen.
He's got a guy.
No, that's
he's
right.
He's got a guy that looks it up for him.
Right.
That's why I love Howard Stern.
Howard Stern?
Oh, awesome. I love Howard Stern. My mother
I like Beetlejuice.
Hates yeah, Beetlejuice is wild.
Do you ever see Beetlejuice versus Gary the Retard? Like the
I have never seen it, but I know
like
what
Beetlejuice spell red, and he goes L-E-S-T-E-R.
Lester.
I love Beetlejuice. I love Gary too, but I just recently watched the one where Bill Maher does the back in the day he did the
I hate Bill Maher.
I also do.
I'm sorry.
But he does the
he's just too pompy ass
what's
for
that
me.
Stupid show that he used to do.
Fucker.
Oh, politically incorrect.
Yep. Yep.
Howard Stern had one of a forgot his name, but Ku Klux Klan member. He's pretty big. He's like
David
a dragon.
Duke.
No, he's like a dragon. He's not like the leader.
The purple guy. Where's his lavender?
Oh,
no.
That's racist, man.
No.
Purple
There's
guy?
No purple guy.
He wears a
purple
gown.
Guy.
He wears a lavender gown.
Yeah. No, but he's racist. This guy's pretty
that's
high
that.
Up.
He's some cracker-ass motherfucker in a purple gown. That ain't racist, bitch.
You know who Slow Adam is at all? From Howard Stern at all?
Oh, damn.
No.
You're talking about me again.
No, Slow Adam, Beetlejuice, and fucking Gary the Retard was with the Ku Klux Klan member talking about big things that are going
Beetlejuice
on.
Beetlejuice is African American, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. He didn't give a shit. Like David, or not David Duke, but the Ku Klux Klan.
Say it's David Duke.
Let's just say it's
Fuck
is,
you,
but it's
David
not.
Duke.
I wish I remembered his name. It's really, it's like one
it's
of
probably
those.
Probably like Lester O'Connaughey or something.
Something white.
Some fucking douchebaggy name.
Yeah. No.
Something very white, like Mark Jacobs.
Mark Zuckerberg.
You should look up funny.
I don't
you
think
should,
he'd have a Jewish
name. You should look up
truth.
Hashtag truth.
Go on YouTube and look up.
I'm on YouTube.
This has just been make... one laugh riot.
You should look up Beetlejuice spells
having,
red.
I wish you guys were having as much fun as we're having because we're having a good time.
Wait, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the audience, the live studio audience.
Oh.
Beetlejuice. I like how there's like a button box for it right down there. You could have clicked on it and you had to type it in.
You're just jealous because you don't have any fucking typing skills. Beetlejuice
spells
versus
red.
Beetlejuice spell red. There it is.
His voice is awesome.
Well, we don't have this mic. Do we have this mic?
Just go down to the 7 second one.
Oh, nice. Is it mic'd?
I think so. Yeah.
Let's try it.
Let's try it.
By mic'd, I mean, is it hooked up where you guys could also hear the audio that we're going to hear?
Are you going to click on it or what?
I did. See the little clock? Oh, talk about something.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
There's no way. There's no yes. fucking way.
Yes.
He's a wild yes. man. Beetlejuice is awesome.
Are we allowed to play this?
Yes. Yeah. We're not making any money right now, so it doesn't matter. When we're making money, then we have to worry about that, right?
Well, we have to give it to Team USA or what? Or Howard Stern.
This is 15 minutes.
On? Turn it up.
What planet? What planet are we on?
New York.
What state are you in today?
Turn it up more.
That's why I love. He's so controversial. He. Right. This is awful. That is awful stuff. You
Sorry.
Know?
Yeah, he's. I don't know. He's not my thing. But I get it. I know why people like it.
Yeah, it's because a bunch of Klan members would laugh at it.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think they would really like that.
Is that even a thing anymore?
The Klan? Oh, yeah.
No, I know it is.
It's coming back big time.
It's coming back.
Yeah, it
sure,
is.
Sure, it's taking it. Yeah.
Because right. of your buddy.
Who was my buddy?
You know what I'm talking about. It's not.
You name, brought it up. I don't know what
name,
you're talking
names,
about.
Name's Adam. Let's go. You know who you're talking. You know.
Because your buddy, the guy who wrestled CNN the other weekend.
Oh, D. The big Trump.
Trump. Yeah. Ronald Drumpf, I think his name is.
I thought that was, Lance said that that was off limits.
I never saw that, so I don't know really what.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not that big of a deal as people are making it out to be.
So some CNN douchebags making it a big deal, though.
No.
Yes.
Everybody's making it a big deal.
Donald Trump made it.
No, there's a special person in CNN that's making it a big deal.
No, hold on.
No, yeah, it's propaganda.
You don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I do.
Actually, I do, because I just heard somebody saying that from CNN made a big deal about it.
Vince McMahon.
There were lots of. There was a lot of people who made a big deal out of it. And it's also, it's kind of like, well, it's just fucking goofy ass video. Do I think the president should share that video? No. I think it's a fucking stupid video.
Yeah, it was one of those Twitter things that he does.
Yeah, yeah, that everybody thinks is awesome.
That's his,
but
yeah.
Then, like, somebody made a real big deal out of it. So I didn't mind the video. It's like, he's not threatening anybody from CNN. But what did happen, what for me is deeper about this, okay?
Oh, are you going to get deep into it?
And I don't like to do this on the show.
D-E-E-E-P. Deep.
Deep. So fucking put your ass to sleep. Listen up. No, what I think is the deeper part of it, which people totally ignore because they're in such a frenzy to crucify this guy, which, I mean, I don't hate it. Whatever. He can face his critics. That's fine. Everybody else has to. You know, they burned Obama's, in effigy, you know what I mean? It's fucking in a noose. So
those were,
I mean,
Ku Klux Klan members.
For real, yeah.
Like, those
I'm
were
sure.
legitimate
I'm
people
sure,
who
yeah.
didn't like black people.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know? It's a bit different. So, everybody hates
But
Trump.
Here's the thing. Here's the deal. He shared it from this guy who is very racist. Mm. So he's
Mr.
not...
Mr. David himself.
It's like, he's a David Duke guy, I guess. But the guy that he shared it from... has ties with, or maybe not, he didn't maybe share it directly from him, but you're the president, you can find this shit out, like where this video came from before you would post it. He shared a video, and that video was posted by a guy who's anti-Semitic and very racist, and doesn't hide it. Like, he put up, you know...
What's the guy's name?
I don't remember his name, but he put up a bunch, like, one thing, he's got a bunch of CNN people pictures with the Stars of David over him. Like, in the corner, you know, like, oh, these are all Jews, you know, like, oh, I hate Jews. Like, what the fuck? Why? I don't know, but whatever. That's how people are, man. But,
what the
so,
fuck?
I don't really care if he posts exactly WTF, bro. I don't care if he posts some goofy video that could be funny. I liked it. I like it when the presidents have a sense of humor, which, because they're humans, you know. It's nice when they show that side, but the problem is he didn't go, hey, find out where this came from so there's no backlash. He was just like, yeah. Oh, I like this. Break. And it's not smart. It's not a smart thing to do. Whether or not it's even a big deal, it doesn't matter. It's not a smart thing to do.
Thanks for
that. That's it. You're welcome.
You want a rebuttal?
Hi,
do you want a riff about that?
Go ahead. I would like to hear what you have to say about it.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Penis!
God, it's so long.
Welcome to the penis show.
Did she say cock and balls?
Yes, I think so. I don't know.
That's the My Little Pony thing.
Yeah, the thing about like the world nowadays, they don't go back and forth anymore. It's just hate all the time now.
Everybody's mad.
You know, I like the thing you said just now. I could go back with something and say something, you know? Like, he didn't share anything else from this guy, though. You know?
Right. Right.
It was him tackling CNN, which the video
which
came
he thought
from,
was funny.
Which came
and I
from
didn't have a problem with that.
Donald Trump tackling Vince McMahon at WrestleMania, you know?
Several
but it had
years
CNN.
Ago, right?
CNN on.
Everybody's just butthurt.
We
had a bunch of butthurt people out.
The problem is that they're so frantic to get something on him that they're using the wrong fucking argument.
But the thing is, Adam, you wouldn't have found that out unless somebody else found it for you.
Because everybody's butthurt.
Yeah, a journalist.
So, like, that's what it is.
I don't hate journalists.
And that's where, like, Lance was saying, if you go deep enough, you'll find something, you know?
Yeah, but that's my whole point. That's my whole point is that... I'm sorry, we're looking up something right now.
It's the Trump.
My whole point is that he's the president, right? So he could just say, you guys, go find out about this thing. I want to share it. I think it's funny. I would like America to see me tackling CNN as a joke. Like, to make light of our butting heads, I want to share this video. Because it could be, it's like, I wanted to make light of how tense things have gotten, so I shared me tackling CNN. I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I totally get it. That's legit to me, right? I mean, it's funny.
It's funny, but it's kind of stupid from a president.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm not happy about is that. Like, if it's somebody, say I'm not too mad about, like, he shared it from a racist. You
he
know,
needs to be more.
Because he didn't know that or
he needs
whatever.
To be more.
Yeah, but you can't
that
share
he didn't
that
find
shit.
That out. Like, presidents find that shit out. Their people find that stuff out. That's what I think is the stupid part.
I think he needs to be one shade darker orange.
He needs to be a little bit more Cheeto.
This could be really
just
good.
Cheeto
hold
dust.
On.
China.
This could be
Cheeto
really
dust.
Good.
Yeah. Fuck off with these YouTube surveys. Get out of here.
What the fuck is
you
that?
You monetizing bastards.
Shit.
That's what's wrong right there.
Well, you can put it on
that's
here
how
for
people
free.
Make money, though, dude.
Yep.
This has
YouTube was never
events.
That, though.
This has potential. Because it's with Daft Punk. Oh, it sucks because he's not saying it.
I'm already bored of it.
Auto-tune.
It's Daft Punk.
I get it, but I'm bored of it.
They made a bunch of money off of that. I wish I could have done that. It's really simple.
How many views did that get?
1 million.
That was horrible.
And there's still such a good ratio of thumbs
China,
up to
China,
thumbs down.
China, China. That's funny to me.
I want to see the CNN video.
Yeah.
Let's say China.
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 China. China.
Gojira.
China. China.
China.
China.
Oh,
China.
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 There's a laugh right there. That's what I'm trying to emulate. I'm going
to
make a pedal after that.
China. 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 China.
China.
China. China. China. China.
Sounds like he's saying China.
China. China.
It's pronounced China.
China. China. China. China. China. I have to have my China. 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 Because China. 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 China.
Oh my God.
China. China. China.
Okay, that's enough of that. I have to show you. Okay.
I just don't get why.
Since we're doing this, so since we're being buttholes right now, or since I'm being a butthole, I have to share something. And this is, I got to credit Your Mom's House podcast, but they played this video, and I'm going to find it.
I'm going to go out on a limb, Adam. You don't like Donald Trump.
I hold the office of the president in higher esteem than a lot of people probably do, or maybe at the same amount, I guess.
So you don't believe the president is just not a puppet?
No, he's got a lot of power.
Huh?
Yeah. But they can be. Okay. I mean, they have in the past.
I'm talking conspiracy-wise.
No, I think that there's higher powers than there is.
The elite.
Yeah. There's a lot of conspiracy.
There's an elite.
The 11 think, people that own the America.
Right. I think
America.
That if the,
well, the
president
world.
Is weak, then he will be very influenced by the, yeah, by all the powerful people. Mm. Like, pretty much controlled. But I also believe that if they're strong and they do, you know, their due diligence in, you know, distancing themselves from special interest, then they can be a really powerful figure
so
on their own.
When Trump says, drain the swamp.
I'm getting a beer.
You know? What do you think of that?
I think he fucking backed up a fucking pump truck and started pumping water into more. The swamp.
Like weeds, mud, water in the swamp.
So you're going to the show tonight.
I don't know, man.
That's all that matters.
We don't know.
So, run. I got to, like I said, Credit Your Mom's House podcast, which I'm a huge fan of.
Run.
That's my fave. They AWOL. Played this video.
AWOL niche. Oh,
yeah. Oh, wait.
Are you of age?
Yes, I wish. And
yeah. I'm,
I wish to proceed.
I'm legal.
She made me do copious amounts of cocaine with her. To the point I thought my heart
ate
was
my asshole?
Don't give it away.
She told me to calm down, gave me a drink.
Don't give this away.
And I don't know what was in the drink, but I blacked out. And when I woke up, she had both my legs over her shoulders. And she was numb sucking my asshole like there was no tomorrow.
Numb sucking.
I tried to fight it. I tried to get away. But I was restrained.
He doesn't say the
she
name.
She told
Who
me that
it?
I liked it. She told me not to worry because she used the good jelly. The schmuckas.
He almost laughed there.
So nobody's paid me to confess this now. And I've kept it under wraps for all these years because I knew that no one would believe me. No one would believe that Hillary Clinton ate my asshole. Like there is no tomorrow.
Schmuckas.
Is this for real? Is this guy for real?
And she was numb sucking my asshole like there is no tomorrow.
This guy for real?
Yeah,
no, he almost smiled, didn't you say? At the jelly
because
part.
I knew that no one would believe me. No one would believe that Hillary Clinton ate my asshole.
Ate?
And she was numb sucking my asshole.
All right, that's good.
Like there was no tomorrow. Hillary Clinton ate my asshole.
I had to share it.
They had that on the Your Mom's House podcast.
You guys got to listen to that podcast, man.
I have listened. Why do you tell me I have listened to it?
I know.
Is that on the Tubies or is that on website?
You have a. You have a.
I do it on the iPhone on the iPhone app.
Do you have Cast? Yeah. You have Castbox on your phone. You should get that on your phone.
I do not.
I just do this one. It's just the Apple. They're on everything, but yeah, it's.
Can you close the app down and still listen to it? Yep. Say, oh,
yep.
Are you guys on that?
You can.
No, turn not yet. We're gonna. Like, we're waiting for Adam to get us on that.
Yeah,
I want to play Clash of Clans and listen to you guys at the same time.
Yeah, you can. It's like
you?
Having your music player. I can go back and browse around. I use Castbox in my car all the time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Well, is that
murders
like
your battery.
For LG or whatever?
See it.
It reminds me of an ex-girlfriend of mine,
dude.
But
so like I got
bad experiences with it, and then I've read some things
Joe
about
Rogies,
bullshit,
huh?
And then I got home.
How's it?
After the podcast.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe. He's here.
Actually, yeah.
He kind of just decided to interject, though. That was weird.
Thanks for coming on, Joe. We appreciate the 5 seconds you were on.
Hillary Clinton ate my asshole.
Is that
did going? She?
Let's hope so.
Is this guy being for real, though?
Look here. Okay, so I think here he, right after he says, like, the schmuckas.
Schmuckas.
Hey, she used the good jelly, the schmuckas.
She had both my legs over her shoulders, and she was
numb
sucking
my
asshole
like there was no tomorrow. She told me not to fight
it. I tried to fight it. I tried to get away. But I was restrained.
I'm trying to see where that is.
She told me that I liked it. She told me not to worry because she used the good jelly.
39.
The schmuckas. She told me not to worry because she used the good jelly. The schmuckas.
Right.
And she was numb sucking my
ass. He kind of does sound like Alex Jones a little bit.
What's that?
He kind of sounds like Alex Jones.
That guy is crazy.
Oh. He okay. I love conspiracies, but that guy is a madman.
He is crazy.
Is he really?
Okay.
Have you ever listened to him?
He's being facetious.
Oh, dude.
How did that guy get a fucking show?
I used to listen to him
because he's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why
he like cries and shit too. I'm sorry.
He's just a madman.
Really?
I love him.
Joe Rogan loves him, but he doesn't. He knows Joe Rogan knows he's crazy.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I love the dude. He's a great dude, but he's like, do I buy into his shit? No, but do I like him? Yeah, he's a fun guy. And then he went on a super big rant because Joe got him stoned on the show. And he just fucking
sucking my asshole like there was no tomorrow.
Have you ever seen the Joe Rogan where Brian Dunning was on it?
No. Who's that?
Brian Dunning is like this, what is he, Politico type of guy. He wrote out a book and it's just got off. Oh, no, he was a blogger.
Okay.
And he said
who is
that.
This? Who is this? Sorry.
Ryan.
Brian Dunning.
Okay.
And he wrote something about, on Joe Rogan about top 10, like, I don't know the words, but I'm just going to add a word here. Top 10 worst pseudoscience people out there, you know?
Oh, yeah, and, like people who...
Yeah, like try to push the...
Make
push
shit
you.
Up, but make it sound legit.
Yeah, and also yeah, like okay. make you believe it, you know? And he used World Trade Center 7.
Oh, I hate it. Like, I just fucking hate it. I'm listening.
The building collapsed, and he said, that looks like a controlled demolition. But Brian Dunning said, Joe Rogan said, you think 9/11 was a conspiracy,
dude,
which is pseudoscience.
You want
to,
my it, opinion, something was rigged in that.
Absolutely.
There's
yeah,
no
but it
way,
doesn't mean the government did it.
I know, I'm saying, there's a guy that did all these experiments, I watched it on YouTube, he did all these experiments on how something hits. And all the he did all the math and all the shit. And there's that thing was fucking rigged somehow.
I know that everybody wants to think that they could just predict how everything's going to go. And I do know that they do controlled demolition, so they have a lot of science to back it up. But when something is catastrophic as a plane hitting a building at near the top, mind you,
it
where
doesn't
it's
pancake like that,
gonna
though.
It's going to fucking make it. Yeah, but it's going to affect the structure of the building.
I get it, but it's not going to pancake.
Okay, let me finish.
Okay.
There's things that are going to happen that nobody in the world will ever even know is possible. Like, there's so many random...
What do you mean?
Like, there's so many random possibilities that you just couldn't predict it. You could predict it if you put the explosions where you wanted the explosions to be. But you can't predict it when some fucking airplane hits the building. You can't predict exactly what's going to happen.
Wouldn't you think the
and
top half...
I don't need
half,
science to tell me, like, it's just going to
wouldn't you think the top
over.
Half just would fall off? Instead
no.
of No? So you'd think it'd fall in
no,
on itself.
No, because I think it fucking, the whole building, like...
Yeah, it may have shifted, you know?
Like, but it doesn't... How does that affect...
beams, you don't know what beams were bent, you don't know what shit...
They have a certain mathematical thing they use between a distance between beams and how where the level's placed, right?
Okay.
How does that affect way down there and a pancake's down?
I think the whole fucking building moved and it just twisted up a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Or at least even the slightest kink in those beams, because they're steel. They're not.
Do you not even want to believe in it? That's my question right off the bat.
I think that it's possible that the building was rigged to fall that way, but only because I think.
So
that,
the architect did it that way.
No,
so
no,
it
no.
would prevent
no,
other buildings.
No,
from
I think that they. I believe that if it was possible, I think that the plane brought it down. But that is officially what I believe. But if it was possible for. I think if anything else was possible, it was that people from a terrorist group, they could have been Americans, but I think they were involved in a terrorist cell and luckily were never found out for them. Luckily for them, not for us, obviously. But and I think that they, if anything, they maybe had placed explosives to go off after the plane hit.
Yeah, I want to show you a video after, at some point.
I've seen lots of the videos.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really? So you wholeheartedly don't think that the building...
A lot
collapsed.
Of stuff apart.
Do you think that it was?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me
there
too.
There was molten steel. That's as best as you can get it. Fire doesn't melt steel.
Yeah, it does. Mm. How do you think swords are made?
That's not fire.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Don't you think if it were to collapse at a certain point,
it doesn't melt it?
It would have
stopped. Never is melted.
It would have stopped at a certain point.
That's not melted. That bends.
You can fire will melt steel.
Molten steel.
Yeah, like they have molten steel in steel factories.
Well, yes, you get fire up to a certain temperature, it's going to melt steel, but...
Are you sure? It will not... I got to say that it won't. That's where we're going to riff about it. But, like, I have to say that it won't.
Steel is much stronger and harder to melt than just regular metals, because it's a alloy.
How long do you think it would...
heat it up and then cooled. So, yeah, steel is stronger, but you can still melt it. Absolutely.
Do you know how to make swords?
I think probably.
Like, no, I'm not being like a dick. I'm talking about like
sword fight.
I want a sword fight with
you. Okay, go on.
No, like hitting with a hammer. That's where it gets into shape.
Yes, yeah.
An anvil and a hammer.
Right, but they also...
But you bend it. You bend it in two ways you want.
Right, you're right. Blacksmithing is you're not completely melting the metal. You're right. But they do...
And that's hot-ass shit that they're putting into.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But if you're burning chemicals on metal, why wouldn't it melt? Like jet fuel and just burning at like 3,000 degrees. I think pretty sure that would melt it.
Let's all the way down?
Find out on YouTube, Google.
I think steel melts at a certain degree.
That's what I... Yeah, I was going to look
that up. And then fire is a different thing. But fire doesn't take down a building.
I see what you're saying. Okay. You know? Yeah. No, I think a chemical reaction would, though.
Jet fuel.
And then maybe something else, like insulation. Or,
and that's the thing.
Smarter people have dealt with this, but I'm just going to look up what temp...
I think it's 1,500.
Oh, I bet it's hotter than that.
No, the glass, fire is 1,500.
Glass you melt and play with at 2,000 degrees, 2,100 degrees, yeah.
Because
I've done glass blowing, and that's some hot-ass shit, man. He was a cool dude.
1,510.
Just glassing.
What? Celsius, sorry.
1,510 Celsius.
So 2,750.
It's more than glass.
I think it's not that hard to get a fire up to 2,500 degrees.
Look up what fire is. In an hour span, too, Adam.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get what you're saying. I mean, I'm not saying it's not possible that something.
What about concrete? Does it melt concrete?
No, concrete doesn't melt, I don't think. I think it would, like, explode and stuff. I guess eventually it would melt, but I bet it would be way hotter than 2,500 degrees.
Well, you're talking about the aggregate in it, which is rock and stone, which.
Yeah.
You're not going to burn it.
It would like explode, I think, before it melted, right?
It maybe expand
or
something.
Yeah, because of all the air in there and stuff. Yeah, I think that's what
I don't know. I'm not a
scientist. What am I looking up right now?
Fire. How hot fire is.
Well, it just depends.
It depends on what you're burning.
Look up how hot.
How hot is fire? 1,100 degrees, typically.
Look up how hot the World Trade Center was. I think they got a number
on a scale
of
1 to 10.
9.11.
It's kind of boxy for me.
People died, Adam. It's not good.
I bet this comes with some fucked up memes.
Ooh, yeah, what?
This is fucking...
it's a cheery... subject that
that's Benny
about.
Hill.
I know what that is. Did you know that my fucking dad would let me watch that?
I loved it, man. I'd watch
when
it
when I was like 10.
You know the ending of the show is the best, because he'd like grab a chick's boob or something and then they'd chase him and that song would come on. He'd be like getting chased around in like fast motion.
Oh yeah, I loved that part.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of the show. I was like, when are they gonna do that?
Yeah, that was the end of the show.
The major events include the following: the airplane impact with the damage to the columns, the ensuing fire with lots of strength. Steel strength and distortion. See, there's where I'm at, the distortion.
Yeah, it could bend it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have no doubt with
inward
that.
Without significant tipping. Each will be discussed. Let's read this entire...
yeah, this...
No, it's actually not that long, so maybe we'll do that after the show.
Maybe we could also just coitus.
I'm more of
and
a
here's
cuddler.
Another thing. It all came down at
a
one time.
Snuggler,
if it didn't like come in sequences or whatever. It just went boom.
Well, it did. It went 1, 2, 3. I think that
three different buildings.
Here's
what
I think. And people are going to think I'm crazy.
Well, they already do.
But half the world, I think, believes this. The first one came down because of the impact and because of the distortion and like little kinks in the steel that weakened the base and then just fucking drove itself into the ground. I mean, that's a lot of force hits the ground. So that's an earthquake.
I had to say that.
So there's going to be a shockwave that ripples through. I think that helped to it also helped the second one collapse, because that first one probably rippled through and then deteriorated even more the substructure in that building and also the, you know, the above ground structure. That one collapses, pounds the ground again, and then World Trade Center 7, some fucking mobster was fucking running the show and had a shitty fucking subfloor or some shit like that. I don't know.
But
I think that 7...
From the top. You know, just 7 does, you know?
7 goes side... Like,
well, like from the... Just falls down like that rather from the base.
Yeah, I think that the ground shifted too, and you're going to have... Okay, so I used to work for this place that did Proctor samples, which is you figure out the density of the ground that, like, you take ground samples and then you you add water and you pound it and you figure out what the overall, like, density of it is so that you can decide whether or not it's safe to build something there. It's just one of the tests. They do lots of tests. Mm-hmm. And so it's very, like, the ground that things are built on is varied widely. I mean, you go fucking 10 feet and you're digging in sand instead of rock. You know what I mean? And so those buildings are engineered well, but they're built in the ground. And then the fucking ground moves, they're going down. Then, and they're not built like buildings in Japan or California, you know, after they learned from the Japanese how to build them with fucking shock absorbers and shit in them. They're not built like that. They're built solid box structures. And if you fucking tweak it, it's going down. It's like you can stand on a cardboard box on the sides, but if somebody flicks the fucking corner, you're going to crumple the box. I said box. Huh. That's my
cool
theory.
Story, bro. You're an asshole.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's good. And that's how you fucking, that's how you finish the story, bruh.
There's a lot of shit to 9/11 that happened, you know. It was the biggest thing that probably has ever happened. But it wasn't our first time ever doing something like that. Gulf of Tonkin, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm not saying that was because we wanted to go to war, but
right,
there was a good possibility. But what happened at the day before?
You're talking about, yeah. In
the day before, yeah, we lost $2.3 trillion.
Yeah. What are you talking
Pentagon.
About? What'd you
That's
say?
That's quite a wag the dog, though.
What?
Well, wagging the dog is what you're
what
talking
do you mean?
About, right?
Oh, yeah.
Distracting people with a war to distract them from problems at home.
Well, I'm talking about, like, okay, well, we just lost $2.3 trillion dollars. What the fuck? They're not going to construct this plan in a day.
Right.
But
those
they
guys
knew
probably
that
knew
something was happening with this money. They're like, fuck, you know, and then obviously they got to do something.
Some of those guys
the day before they do it. So then what happens the next day? Something fucking huge that you're going to forget, you know, and that
you still have to have pilots that are willing to commit suicide.
Not well, people who don't like us. They'll do it for free.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Or our prisoners.
But are they going to be recruited by the American government then and do
they
that?
They were released
so.
From Guantanamo.
I'm not saying it's...
that
even,
didn't exist.
Okay, what, let's say it's not government.
Or, I mean, at least not in the way it does now.
Or it could be government, but government was behind it. It was the people in power, like how we were saying,
hear,
the 11 people.
Gotcha.
You know,
is it 11 or 12?
Is it? I think it might be 12. It
I think
could
it's
be 11, 13.
That's
be
more
12.
Spooky.
Friday the 13th.
People in power but in a world where there are 13 people in power.
There's a lot of
do you
stuff
believe
out there.
In, do you believe that aliens are here?
Here?
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool stories about it. I don't know. You'd think we'd know. But then again, we don't know a lot of things, so
I got to show you
like
something.
Like Area 51, they're working among them, you know?
Yeah, they're
That's
supposedly
awesome
they're supposedly
story.
Underground facilities. Mm-hmm. And there was a deal made that they're allowed to be here and do experiments, and we can.
What the fuck?
Is that? That is the wrong selfie. I'm not going to say her name, but do not do that ever again, young lady. I'm just kidding. That's mean.
Yeah. So, anyways, back on track here. So part of that conspiracy at Area 51 is they're working among us. There's underground facilities. They're allowed to do tests as long as they reciprocate with their technology. Right.
Okay. Go ahead and go.
What?
I was. Okay. Yes. Go on.
That's one of the conspiracies about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say that again.
Yeah, I'm also. That's why I wanted you to say it again. I pretended that I knew.
Say that again.
He kind of threw me off.
Did I say something wrong?
No. See, I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Well enough.
I said part of the one of the conspiracies about Area 51 also being a flight test facility.
Yeah.
Is there's underground facilities there where aliens are working among us. I've seen that.
You have?
Yeah, I've seen that.
What's this?
I love it.
Just some music shit or what?
No,
it's not spooky unless you see it.
Go
to Alien Blog on Facebook and watch the video. Just go to videos, or it'll be right at the top.
It's a pretty cool video.
What is it?
It's very
just
good.
An actual alien, supposedly?
They're
just
making
play, just
it.
Play it.
All right. Okay, we're recording. Yeah, it might not be good enough.
So this is an interviewer talking to an alien, supposedly, and there's a picture of him, video. It's a pretty good fucking video. So he just said, origin, he said from Earth.
Yeah.
And it said, yesterday you told us you traveled from light years away.
Thousands of light years to get here. Gosh.
Yes.
Tell us the truth.
Indiscernible. Tell us the truth. It is true. I am from Earth. From your future.
False.
And let's stop it there because it's 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
But go to Alien Blog on Facebook if you guys are interested.
It's
fucking really good.
It's really good. Well, I don't know.
350,000 people.
I watched it at 3 a.m. and I almost fucking. I'm sitting next to my wife and she kind of tussled around when I was like, ooh, oh, this is good. Because it's kind of what I believe already.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but
another,
it seems like
another thing
good.
Is like, this we'll is what we evolve right. into. And that's where the alien, gray aliens kind of came from.
So it's kind of evolutionary?
Yeah.
So
we're going to get bigger eyes, bigger heads, smaller, slender. We're going to lose hair features, like.
The gist of the video is this, right? They're interviewing this alien, and this alien is here from the future. So, and what he says throughout the interview is that he is us from the future, but there was a nuclear genocide, basically, a nuclear catastrophe fallout caused a world event where only a certain amount of humans lived, like a small number, probably, I'm sure there'd be several thousand at least that could survive it. But let's say, so they're coming from out of that small group of people evolved these aliens from light years away. So this is going to be, millions and millions of years, right? So they're from Earth. They're from the future, and they know all of these wisdoms that we don't know, because they've learned it with their technology and with their massive brains that they've evolved into. So this is millions of evolutions later of us,
mm-hmm.
is what the video essentially is. And then at the end, he flies away.
Who's interviewing him? Like a person like now?
It's supposedly timely. I think this video came out 2 years ago.
You'd think if it was actually real, you'd think that it'd be pretty professional.
Yeah, it would be less grainy.
Yeah,
the mics might be this good and
what do you think's going on in this situation?
I guess that's what throws me off on the video. It's a cool video, I'm sure.
I get it. I agree with you.
Because it says, I don't care
I wish
if it's
it was
cool,
real.
But listen to the message. It's deep.
Yeah.
So
I wish it was
It is
real.
Pretty deep, the things that he says about how we treat ourselves and shit like that.
But I've told people, stuff like this really intrigues me, because I've told people, and people don't like it when I tell them that, when they talk to me about what heaven is and stuff. And I'm like, well, I think that what people are seeing is, if they're dying, they're in the mid trans
DMT.
They're in the middle of transforming into energy, because all of the energy in your body, it's just, it doesn't go away. It just goes somewhere.
Energy is never created or destroyed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
And that's what's Einstein, hard. That's what's hard about death, And that's why people say, well, do you believe in ghosts? Well, it's hard because energy doesn't.
We're just transforming.
I think that we go into a different, either a different dimension or a different energy form, and we become part of everything. Like, we become quarks and fucking.
I hope I turn into a cog.
Electrons.
In a factory.
Eep, op, quark.
My thing is, when I die, is if I turn into energy and it's floating out there somewhere, I would fly to another fucking solar system or universe and just see the things that I could see that you can't do.
Well, I think that you just turn into a billion smaller things.
Spaghettified, like a dark hole.
You change into something else. You're not human.
What does Joe Rogan call it? A meat vessel? This meat vessel?
I think it's true.
A human vehicle.
And people ask me, okay, so you don't believe in Jesus? I'm like, actually, yeah, I do.
Do you believe in evolution?
Yeah, absolutely.
What religion are you?
Catholic.
How can you do that? Isn't that against your religion?
No.
No?
Is the earth 6,000
years
old?
People say it is, but it's the same thing that goes back. All the people who
have the Bible, like they had a committee to make the yeah. Bible. It's like having the people who say a movie is R-rated.
Like I'm sure you're not against gay people, right?
No, absolutely.
There you go. That's where you're getting at. You know, like you're fine with gay people. You're fine with evolution.
I'm
you
fine
know?
With.
There's some everything. Gray area in the Bible. Per se.
I don't judge people on their. There's not gray area. I think it's outright falsehoods in
gay
many cases.
Area.
There's gray aliens.
There's lots of gay area in the Bible, you guys.
A lot of sodomy for some reason.
I'm sure. But only for a while, and then it's exterminated.
You're right. Like, bullshit.
Hey, oh, we got rid of all the gays in one fucking city. They were only in one city back then.
Do you believe in Noah's Ark?
Discovered it?
In a manner of...
there's a new story that's saying they discovered Noah's Ark.
That's been happening since we were kids. They would have flown there and been like, this is it. Video cameras on NBC. Fucking, it would be Geraldo.
I'm going to build a big old Ark.
Geraldo.
How embarrassing was that?
Geraldo here at the Ark. We're going to go in. Hey, excuse me. You've been in here for a while searching. Have you found anything interesting like 2x2 stalls or 2x2 cages?
We ain't found shit.
Well, sorry, folks. Another episode of Geraldo totally fucking backfired.
When he did Al Capone's secret, like, whatever.
He's too young.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Dang.
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
My dick fell off.
Your 6-pound dick fell off?
It did.
Al Capone's another cool heavy. Story.
Yeah, so, so you know who Geraldo is, right?
Who?
Geraldo.
Cool story, bro.
Okay, Al Capone's a cool story.
Yeah. You don't know who Geraldo is, do you?
Is he a news guy?
Yes.
He was a talk show host, and then he became a news anchor for, like, is it Fox? Is he on Fox now?
I don't know. He's garbage. Total garbage. He used to be.
So what were we going to say about Area 51? We'll bring it back to that.
Good idea.
What was I?
After what I said, I thought you were going to say something.
You know, you were talking about how there. I believe that there's, Sister's Home. I think. Oh nope.
Yeah.
that's your sister.
I love dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, Candy.
Hello.
Hi. Don't listen to this episode.
That's
that
awesome.
Was Ryan who said all that stuff.
No, what were we going to say about Air 50? I thought you had something to say about
no,
Air 50.
There was that awesome, back in the, 90s, that, what was his name? You guys actually
you
talked about him. You guys talked about him.
You were born in the 90s.
It was, huh?
You were born in the 90s, weren't you?
Yeah, that's true. But I also like stuff from the, is that okay?
That's all right with me. I love it.
We'll talk about who?
Go on.
You guys were talking about, and I know him too, but he had that late night show. All the time. He
Art Nori.
Yeah. And how his.
Dude, those were the best. That was the best radio back.
But it went
Bell.
Belly up.
Art Bell.
Art Bell
yep.
and George Nori.
Art Bell.
AM
though.
Coast to Coast.
It went belly up while the Area 51 worker, what is it called? Well, he left Area 51 and they said, they're coming for me. They're coming for me. But
yeah,
I got to say.
Phone call.
Quick. Yeah.
Heard that phone call?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's awesome because it's so heartfelt, it seems. And if the guy, props to the guy, because that's awesome.
It's kind of like
awesome
this. It doesn't
voice.
Matter if it's
well, then
real,
he called
right?
back
yeah.
one time. He called back
yeah,
one time.
Yeah, and says that.
It wasn't. And then he called
then
back
again. Again. Yeah.
He called again. He's like, no, everything was true.
Which, if you think about it, makes
the
sense.
The dude's
like,
dead.
He's dead.
It doesn't matter.
And then a Terminator took his voice and called back.
Yep.
Dude's I
have
was
you seen
not
this
myself.
Boy?
Schwarzenegger called back. Yeah, he's yeah.
Are you
nothing?
Are you Sarah
I was
Connor?
Not I was not being of like myself that day.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, that sounds like the right guy.
Sounds exactly like him.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, Ray. Called you earlier about the aliens. I was lying. Now, if you could just touch my penis, touch it good. Touch. Yum, yum. Yum, yum. Yum, 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 yum.
I also saw this other video that this guy, he does this thing called the UFO Truth Seeker. He was, like, kind of bordering trolling around the border of Area 51. And,
White Raptor guys? those guys?
Yeah, well, those are the Border Patrol. This guy
was
filming.
Guy was just... Okay.
But he was running into the border, the white raptors. Those fuckers.
Yeah, they're scary.
Yeah, they are.
They're
like
there's times on you.
Driving down the road and then all it's dark out and all of a sudden the fucking lights come on in one of these things.
Yeah.
Because you know, can you grab me one too, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. But you got video and pictures of these two F-16s.
Yeah.
F-16s flying, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing some they're doing some practice aerial stuff or whatever. But you didn't see in the picture, and he took a snap of the video, and there's
UFO
a smaller
thing.
Craft flying along with them.
Yeah.
Just, like, maneuvering
That's
around.
The thing. Like, okay, if there's F-16s in the air,
that was
there's
got to
be something else going on.
There was. And
yeah.
You look at the picture, and you're like, you blew up in it, and there's the two, but they're interacting with a smaller aircraft that you couldn't really see that well.
Sure, they could be training out there, but fuck off with that. They're not.
Well, they're obviously testing something.
Well, yeah. No, I'm talking
whether
about the...
Whether it be alien or a new craft,
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
And that's what Area 51 was created for. Like, I mean, Hitler did it all before. You know, he's a genius man, by the way.
Oh, he is.
No, well, he had... No, he wasn't.
No,
he had people.
Yeah, we hired like 3,000 other scientists after World War
II.
Yeah,
and look where we are now. We're the greatest country in America.
Greatest country
actually
in America.
I actually meant to say the
that's
world,
awesome.
But,
but
I like
true,
that
though.
Better.
In the Americas.
Yep.
But yeah, we hired like
you
several thousand.
These.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I probably have the better one. Hey, Adam.
Adam, I didn't touch it. It's the same.
It's mine now.
I didn't touch the microphones.
Okay.
But yes, we hired like 3,000 other scientists after World War II. It's crazy,
yeah.
Man.
Albert Einstein, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Pujols Einstein. A lot of people
what
don't
happened
know.
To,
Albert
what,
Pujols.
He's been hitting home runs.
What happened to Oppenheimer after the World War II?
Well, he died radiation.
Did
poisoning.
He?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Marie Curie. Curie.
Amelia Earhart also lived after she was supposedly
dead.
Yeah,
I saw that new story.
Recent picture.
In a camp, a POW camp, essentially.
Yeah, in Japan.
They
seriously?
Thought she was a spy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they caught her and they never let her go.
But is that picture real?
It's really hard to...
Is that a real story?
Yeah, that's brand new story that came out.
Yeah, well,
it's
was
a really cool
Thursday or Friday?
Yeah,
or
it's recent. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I totally could see that. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, then again, the Bermuda Triangle is a whole other thing. Like,
oh,
there's people who die. But never mind. That was
that
was Atlantic. She was going through Pacific, so that's why she was.
Do you ever hear those stories of the guys flying and they like time has gone, like they go into another like universe
Like
or something, and they
wormhole.
Come back like a wormhole or something, and they're like, "Fuck, what happened, man?"
I think that has a lot. That's probably exhaustion. Because think about
that's
flying
a long
one,
ride.
Well, think about flying one of those planes
back
in
the day,
over the ocean, and you're flying for like several hours. You know, probably 10 hours. And it's not like you're driving in, you know, your car.
Yeah.
You control the air and stuff. It's fucking cold and it's real hot.
Pilots nowadays will just watch Netflix. Now,
yeah,
so
for real.
Like,
and it's
perfect.
Like really, see, I do, I attribute that probably to exhaustion. I mean that because I think that they fucking went through some hard shit to fly those planes as far as they did.
Have you guys ever hallucinated by exhaustion?
I haven't, but I've been close.
Yeah, that's the scariest thing I've ever done.
No, I haven't.
Tarantula.
I've had heat exhaustion where there's tarantula. no water left in my body, and I had to sleep for 3 days.
Oh, that's dehydration.
That's called meth.
It is, but it's an exhaustion.
Stop doing meth.
It's a type of exhaustion. And it was fucked up. Like I started saying weird shit, and I couldn't keep my thoughts straight.
A very Harry Darrison.
And I had to sleep for 3 days. It was fucked up.
3 days?
Yeah, like I had to rehydrate and sleep for 3 days, and my body was fucking fucking weird.
You looked good, though,
I
bet.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. It was tight.
Thank you.
Tight like
I was
a
dating a girl at the time, and she came over
to,
like...
First time ever.
Was she hot?
She came over to, like, hydrate me, and she, like...
Hydrate you.
But you hydrated her.
Like, just laying in bed, barely out of it. She, like, sits on me and has sex with me and leaves. It was awesome.
You're like...
That's the weirdest thing
ever.
I
need these fluids.
Shut this machine off. I'm dry.
And then she pulled. Then she whipped her condom off and said, "I need these fluids more."
It's yours.
She was a redhead.
The hell?
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that'd be hot though. Like,
it was fun.
I need your cum.
Jesus.
That's the C-O-M-E one.
C-O-M-E?
My dick fell off.
Right afterwards.
Some Sum.
Sing Sing.
What about Katy Perry?
Oh, she's a moron.
She's crazy.
She's a moron.
That's another MK Ultra I want to bring
that
up.
Did you see the interview with Neil deGrasse Tyson with her? Oh, look at that. Can you
Hey, I'm lost.
Look that up. Go
is
to
that
YouTube.
A drug?
Hey, go to YouTube.
MK Ultra?
Yeah.
No, that's a. That's something else that we can talk
about.
Oh,
no. It's like the LSD, right?
No. What? No, it's a project.
Yeah, it's MK Ultra. It's their experiments. Can you go to YouTube, please?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube.
No, you're on Google.
No, it's Facebook. Oh, yeah.
Can you type in Katy Perry and Neil deGrasse Tyson interview?
My asshole like there is no tomorrow. I'm sucking my asshole like there is no tomorrow.
I love how Adam got it to a T at the
and
time.
She was numb sucking my
Can
asshole.
Can you please do that for me? We've already done this.
What am I looking for?
Katy Perry, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Is it recent?
Yes.
I don't want to lose this.
She's wild. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
She's a moron.
She's not a moron.
She's a moron.
No, something's going on with her. That's what
she's
a moron.
She's a minister's daughter. She's naive. She goes out, actually does a pretty good job in Hollywood, you know, doing all this
just
shit.
Do the,
and then she's
Hollywood.
Just so isolated. She just not has never lived in the real world.
She doesn't live in the real world.
No, she's.
Real. Which one?
She's living in Hollywood.
Not the fit. Just do like the mind blow one or the
Here's 5 second one.
This one, wrecked.
22 second one.
Get wrecked.
All right.
Neil deGrasse, I want to watch the Neil deGrasse.
Thank you so much. Gosh. It's called Star Talk. Is math related to science?
Most people who could be born.
Is math related to science?
Okay, you guys have to shut up.
Go back, though.
I know.
No, no, like, well, yeah,
this
I want to
watch
this
is a really good
time.
Edit, because immediately it goes.
What the fuck?
Listen, no, stop. Okay. Otherwise, the people aren't going to hear the truth.
See.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Star Talk. Is math related to science?
Oh my gosh. People who could be born will never be born, will never even exist. So the fact
like
that.
Like sperm.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's science.
The rest don't.
But where do they go?
They're dead.
Dude, she's not smart at all.
Where do they go?
Who am I?
Where do they go?
Is math related to science?
You want
to
see the world?
Oh, Jane Lynch.
Go fucking die. She used to be funny.
She used to be hot.
I love tall chicks. I do love tall chicks.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Star Talk. Is math related to science?
Most people who could be born will never be born. Will never even exist. So the fact
like
that...
Like sperm.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Well, then it's science.
The rest don't.
Where do they go?
They're dead.
Dead.
All right, now stop playing it.
I did.
They're dead.
Oh, man. He's such a buzzkill, fucking Neil deGrasse.
Oh, yeah. Very unprofessional.
Yeah, nice.
Way to go.
Nice job, Adam.
Just crazy bitches.
I thought I was on new funds.
Crazy bitch.
I thought I was on new face farts.
Boo. Don't you want
well,
that?
I tell you what. We need to hear about MK Ultra, and then we gotta go.
All right.
I would like you, since you're our guest, stop. Wait. Why you're not willing to talk about it?
It's hard. It's a hard thing to talk about.
Well, just give us the gist of it.
You know what it is.
I want you.
I know very little. I know it was like experiments done on people.
Well, she's going through it right now.
Okay.
But
unplug it.
Unfriend her, please.
Who the fuck that is? She knows we're fucking live right now.
I told her that.
Okay, well, back in the 50s, it was created. That's when the inception happened. Went all the way up into the 70s about testing people on different drugs, different psychological programs, not everything.
Is it the CIA program? Is it was called MK
yep,
Ultra?
Yep,
okay.
It's a CIA
program. And that's where
program.
The one guy with the LSD, where he made his tapes, he became famous. Well, okay, go on.
There's a lot of famous people that... had it happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Like from Grateful Dead and like a lot of people.
All right. I ruined okay. You were doing a really good job and I fucking ruined
no,
it.
No, that's
on.
Fine.
Continue.
I like sorry. When people interject. No, seriously, I do because it helps me out. But anyways, but that's known. That's actually factual. Now the conspiracy side of it and she's going through it, you know, that's the conspiracy that MK Ultra is still going on, but it happened back in the 80s when Reagan was, he created it again. After in the 70s, it was done. So Reagan created it in a different type of way where...
They evolved it to be more sneaky?
More sneaky, but more prevalent, too. So it was really bad for inner city kids. So a lot of rappers, a lot of everything like that, a lot of urban listeners, you know, turned to crack. That was their biggest thing, was getting a certain group of people addicted to things. Okay. So that was huge in the 80s and 90s. Okay. So crack, they're just trying to push an an agenda.
Yep.
She made.
I'm sorry.
No, I can't wait for this.
I'm listening.
What was I saying?
To push, so they addicted, so they could push an agenda.
But one of the biggest things MKUltra does is they're born right off the bat in these labs. Okay, not even a lab, but just home. Okay, but they're loved. They're loved like no other. They're treated so greatly. You know, like they're spoiled. And then at age 5, and up until whenever, like forever. I mean. From their parents or from whoever the people who's doing it, they abuse them, so it's a shock to the system. So can you look up some MKUltra stuff? Just
do it
on YouTube. Actually,
I'm gonna.
Would you stop playing that?
I'm sucking my asshole like there is no.
You played
tomorrow.
It like 4 times now.
People are gonna love this.
But these people snap. They snap back into their kid. And it's huge. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Jeannie or anything like that, but it's a girl who was sheltered her whole entire life up until like age 11.
Okay.
She has no people skills, no anything at all. And that's
right there, Katy Perry.
What does Katy Perry have anything to do with this?
She snaps. Let him finish. And she's snapping huge right now. Look at her. Miley Cyrus did the same thing. Britney Spears did the same
thing.
That's
true.
All these big people are doing the same thing.
So you're saying they're raised in a lab?
That's the conspiracy. And I don't know if I believe that.
They're snapping
I'm not
because
saying
they're,
that I...
they're a public figure that's under pressure.
Is it? Look at some of them. Why did... Okay, so that's why Britney Spears cut her hair? Like,
I mean,
in front of people? Like,
I've done it.
Dude, fucking Katy Perry did the exact same thing.
Cut her hair
super short.
They turn into kids, and what do kids do? They like to cut their hair. No, I'm just saying, there's a lot of weird shit.
But that's the theory. That's the basis of the theory. I'm not even going to call it a conspiracy theory, because it's totally...
And,
who wouldn't believe that the government would do something like that?
And
I believe
it's not like
that shit.
Let's say it's not even that, but there's actually... There's problems going on, you know, like Joe Rogan talked about WWE. There's problems there. There's problems in WWE. People, they kill themselves, they kill their families.
Yep.
Is that because of steroids or whatever? I don't know. But China died. All these people are dying, you know, in WWE. These guys are snapping. Something's going on. You know?
I think.
And it could be definitely.
Oh my God.
It definitely could
I'm
going
to kill you.
I'm gonna kill her.
Oh, that hurt!
I'm gonna kill her.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. Luckily
went through my brain hole.
On it, so like they won't be able to hear that. But yeah, that's I'm gonna say. I think here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna wrap it up, but I'm gonna say it was really interesting talking to you. I think we're looking forward to your album, Catechize's album in September.
Catechize.
Catechize.
Catechize. And I never pronounced it wrong. Okay, so
no, you're right. You're good.
Catechize. And we're really glad that you decided to stop by.
I'm here.
Ryan
I'm
Benson.
This is Ryan Benson. No, you're Ryan Benson. I'm not Ryan Benson.
Wait, no.
Ryan Benson.
Ryan, this is an MKUltra thing, isn't
Andy
it?
Andy who?
I'm snapping right now, dude. I'm going to cut my hair in front of you guys.
I cut my hair today.
Your own hair?
You can tell.
I'm going to just bowl cut my hair in front of people. Get a bowl. And
not as shocking.
A
I
bucket.
Bet.
Bucket head.
Well, fellers, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yes.
This is a good hour and 45
minutes. We're
going to
cue the music right here.
Yeah. Cue the music and...
We're out.
Ass.
We're out.
Miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside, and it's a made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that baby built on top, and it's a made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby, and tell me who do you love.